Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm enjoying your show very much in regard to the topic of circumcision. I was in Washington, D.C., and I heard an interview on the radio by a Dr. Robert Spiewak. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him. He's in the forefront of the anti-circumcision movement, and I heard him on an interview on the Don and Mike Show, and he contends that the actions against circumcision here in this country were started by men that were totally into ass play, and that simply because there are just a lot of men that like to stick this where from there.
Okay. You know anything about this?
I know nothing about that. Who? What was the name of this doctor?
It's Dr. Robert Spiewak.
And he says that he's against circumcision?
He's actually for circumcision.
Oh, okay.
Because he states that later on in life, if you're not circumcised, many men develop health problems.
Well,
for example, penis cheese and things like this.
He's clearly uninformed. And to say that this springs forth from the gay movement, who had the opportunity to see one penis after another and began to see the extensive scars.
He actually has a pretty informative newsletter that I get by email. I think it comes out once a month. It's entitled "Leave My Penis Alone."
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that caller. Okay.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Bakersfield Science Building. Great.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Is it the, okay.
Is it the Frank or the Bean?
I don't know, it looks like, I think it's a little bit of both.
Break that lane!
What's that bubble there?
What do you think?
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the flag? I don't know. What's it like? It was a well thought out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through. There's I need to bring some back to you, honey.
Have you seen a new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got then that naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
You are hanging on by a very thin thread. And I dig that about you. No contract? I help you. Help everybody. That's my man. Help me. Help me. Jerry. Come on, man. Hey. See, that's the difference between us. You think we're fighting, and I think we're finally talking.
Hello, I'm Shari Lewis.
What's your name?
My name is Larry Williams.
How do you do? This is my friend Lancha.
Hello.
My name is Larry Williams.
Sherry, don't forget me.
I'm sorry. This is my other friend, Charlie Horse.
How do you do? How do you do?
My name is Larry Williams.
You know, Lamb Chop and Charlie Horse and I were wondering about you. Yeah, we wondered what you're like, and who you are.
I am the dick.
How big you are. How big are you?
Yeah, I got a that dog. And that big around. I got a good
very big? Let me see. Stand up.
Bam! I got a made of gold. I got a good.
Did you bump your head on the ceiling? No. That's good.
Got a beautiful. I got a lovely.
Can you imagine what it would be like to be that big?
And it can 24 hours a day. Around the clock. I got a that go around the clock.
Yeah. Me too.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
There they are.
Oh, no.
Countdown to that CBS miniseries. Get them out of here.
He's coming in May, Mike.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith. A man of faith and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Beware!
You know what I've heard about that miniseries?
What?
It starts out good.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bean and Cheese and all the ships at sea. Held together by the common thread of hate, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. And this is a new episode. Matt Lauer would say episode. On this Wednesday. Maine Palaga 700. We have toll-free number from anywhere in the United States. 877-365-3636. From Canada. Yeah, Mexico North. 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., you've always had a special place in our hearts. And a special phone number, 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz.
Wow. Welcome.
Wow, that was abrupt.
Welcome.
Didn't fool anybody with that one.
Welcome.
Okay, welcome.
Welcome.
Hi there.
Welcome.
There you go. Wonderful. So there you go. That's the show. And
thank you. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
Good job.
You know, I feel like we've already done a show. Mike and I. Well, we're constantly thinking of ways to save on labor. And as we've been mentioning recently, there's just been this influx of live commercials on the show.
Mm-hmm. They part of our thing. And I think we can pull back the curtain a little bit.
Okay.
We used to get paid for them.
Mm-hmm.
We used to, that used to be a way that
a little
we
extra,
would,
though.
Get a little extra, ducats. And,
that's why you would very rarely hear a live commercial on this show.
Right.
And now...
because they wheeled in this barrel full of coins for our latest contract. Part of the deal was we do them for nothing now.
As many as they can bring out.
All you
and
can
they're starting to really figure out this. They got a good thing going now.
And the deal is the client wants... There's thing done in 60 seconds, but at the same time, they want the goofiness of the show. But some clients don't want the goofiness. Some clients just want the same thing read every day. And the problem is when we actually do the live commercials live that we only have 60 seconds to work with. And if we start, goofing around, or as the kids used to say back in the 50s, if one of us is to pull a boner, well, then the spot just goes to, S.
Yeah.
So, we now come in a half hour before the show, and it takes us about a half an hour to cut 4 minutes worth of commercial.
Wow. We do our live commercials live on tape.
So you've already done a show.
Yes.
And you know what? I think they're good today.
Oh, good.
I think they're entertaining. And I think
what's better? The outtakes.
Well, but I think they're more entertaining doing them that way. Then when, you got the pressure of, sandwiching in, timing it out.
That's too much.
Less pressure.
It's too much, especially with...
Because we don't read copy. We're not the kind of guys that go, let me tell you something about this Buick. Man, oh man, let me say right now, I've tried these, the curly fries are fantastic.
Here's what the basic spot is where it says on the top, Don and Mike show, these are copy points, have fun, make the commercial sound like part of the show, and then it's got a bunch of junk, and then it says at the bottom... must read in commercial, and it's got like 40 seconds worth of stuff that you must read. So
have fun with it, but here's what you have to say.
Right. And we've finally decided that the way around that is simply to, you know, do a show before the show.
I realized how, there were a lot of people reminding me today about things, you know, getting here.
It requires the fact that Mike be here at 2:30.
And I've always said, they say, what time do you get to work? I say 2:30, but I must be honest and say that over the last, I'd say 2 years or so, that 2:30 time has been more like
very flexible.
Anywhere between 2:30 and 2:45.
And sometimes.
Very rarely.
But sometimes.
Occasionally. I think the latest I've ever arrived would be 10 of. But that's when I'm really,
the latest
I've arrived was maybe when you were like putting your headphones on.
That's all right.
But here's the deal.
That's rare.
But really, the majority of the time, if you averaged it out, I would be arriving at 2:30. There is something about it being a requirement that is screwing me up. I mean, I'm getting behind people. I mean, I normally have 10 minutes to spare.
It's hard to change.
Now that I had to be there, and there was little Jay Stevens in the parking lot, parked, right, talking to the general, right in front of my parking space, and I was going nuts because it was like 2:28.
Right.
And I was so mad because I was really, Lisa, did you know that Lisa called me this morning to remind me?
I told her.
You told her, and Don reminded me when I was leaving, don't forget 2:30. So then Lisa calls me, like, I did get here, you know?
Yes, you did. You made
it. But I mean, I felt really dumb.
Well, yesterday you didn't, though, because so today we wanted to make sure. And yesterday no one was able to get a hold of you.
Well, in fairness to me, personally, yesterday, the first I heard about, and for quite some long time, the first I heard about it was, like on the way in.
Yeah, but I didn't tell
me the day before that I had to be there at 2:30.
But
you one of your famous, how close are you? And I swear to God, I'm snake bitten when he does that.
If you check your machine at home and check your cell phone, you'll see that I called you yesterday morning starting at 9 a.m. I called your house at 9, 10, 11, and 12 noon.
Oh,
then,
yeah, okay.
Then
I called
you,
kids and I dropped the kids off at school, and then I had to go to a meeting with the person that's going to help me get skinny.
And then I
was out of the house at approximately 8:25 a.m. See, it's not like I was sleeping.
Then I left a message on your little phone, and then finally I didn't hear back from you, so I called at about 2:20. I said, how close are you to the station?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know, why?
And you left a message on my cell?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that one.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Do you have the new number?
I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's programmed. How else do you think I call you? How do you think I called you yesterday when I finally said, how close are you?
Okay.
But anyway.
So you actually left me a message, and if I'd gotten it earlier, I would have been there.
But anyway, we worked it out yesterday, and we worked it out today.
Sure.
And
but it really does work doing the commercials this way.
And it's, frankly, it's good for you to get here at 2:30.
In case something comes up.
Yeah. It's good for you to get here, just in case.
The grueling schedule of requiring me to be in the building 30 minutes before airtime.
But you should know that today the role of you for a while was played in the office by Vice President Muckety Muck Michael Hughes. You've heard him on the show before.
Is Michael in town today?
Yeah, he was upstairs laying down on your couch.
He was?
Yeah, he just came into the office. And
not a comfortable couch to do that.
Laid down on the couch. He jumped up when I told him some of the stuff that's going on there.
Yeah.
I said, Mike's very careful about where he sits. Mike sits pretty much just on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but we've had people do stuff in our office on this salmon / flesh-colored couch.
I would give anything for a sofa-chair combination to be... How many years?
Well,
I might buy one.
Yeah, I was just going to say, use some of the money you make on commercials now to buy one.
I will buy something really unique for that office. The only thing I need to do is, I'll have it delivered. You think they'll take the old one out? The delivery guys?
Sure, if they can't, we can have some fun. We can just leave it out in the hallway.
Leave it out in the hallway.
We can just be like white trash. You know,
right?
Put your car out on blocks out in front of your house. Put the sofa out in front of your house.
Didn't we get that one for free way back when? And it is hideous. It is I think it's the ugliest furniture I've ever seen in my life.
We got that one at the same time as we got the aquarium.
Oh, I remember the aquarium. We were very office-focused when we first moved to this building.
And we got a great office. We got a nice office right by the corner. Big, huge office that's really only used. Mm-hmm. I use it like 1 hour a day.
Right. I like the leather idea, and it's going to be clubby.
We had at one point, somebody, when we were begging for furniture, gave us these awful, and we could see why they didn't sell, these awful salmon-colored fake leather couches and a big aquarium. Mm-hmm. And we thought, well, this is cool.
Yeah. Right.
A nice aquarium. Until we came in one Monday, and the thing had busted.
You're leaving out a very important detail.
What's that?
That's a saltwater aquarium.
A saltwater aquarium.
And worse. If you want to smell muck, you know, that preceded me by almost 8 months, and the smell was still here when I got
what
here.
What caused the rupture?
We believe unquality, less than perfect workmanship.
In the aquarium itself.
Yeah, and at one point over the weekend, I guess, the air conditioning, the way it was explained to me by one of the engineers was that the air conditioning was broken, shock, and it was about 100 degrees upstairs, and the aquarium itself was like in our office, which had a door that was shut, of course, and it got hotter and hotter, and the humidity grew and grew, and it just expanded, and then and all of a sudden, the glass just broke.
And the water went everywhere, and it was stinky. Dead. The fish were already dead before the thing ruptured.
Sure. 30 gallons of water and a bunch of dead fish when we came in to work on that Monday.
You know, I will update. I will upgrade the furniture up there. I think it's neat. The table's fine. I think the table is mine.
I brought that
from home.
And my wife bought those lamps that we have in there.
Yeah, and you know what? Else? I mean, while we're at it, what do you think we could use in there? Anything? It's pretty much done.
And the couch pretty much is your domain. So
yeah, and I don't like the configuration up there, and I've never liked it. Your desk and your where you sit is fine, but you know what I'd like to do?
What?
I'd like to be facing you instead of, like, sitting off to your right.
Well, how do we do that, though? Because then you're not going to be able to see the TV.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We got to be able to watch TV. Anyway, we'll figure this out and when and if Mike gets the new stuff.
Oh, I will. Value City.
We will we will give away the flesh-colored couch.
Wonderful.
And we shouldn't call it flesh-colored because that of course, Rob wants to call it flesh-colored.
No.
But it's salmon-colored. Mm-hmm. It's a famous couch. It's had lots of bad things done on it.
Yes, is there anybody else in the building that could use it that would want a hand-me-down or anything?
I think we should give it away to one of our listeners.
Well, I was just wondering whether Ron and Fez have any furniture in their office for when they come down here.
I don't know. I think we should give it away. Let them get their own furniture.
Okay. All right.
Go to Value City.
Or maybe we should put it on eBay. speaking of eBay...
I think we should give it away. I agree. That's a good idea.
Buzz, go to eBay.com, please.
Okay.
And check on... we're going to follow up now with the disc jockey from our station in Iowa City, Iowa, KCJJ. We didn't know yesterday this guy was a DJ. Anyway, it was some long, convoluted story that he got divorced, and for whatever reason, he took his wife's last name, and now he wants to get rid of it, and in order to pay to have his name legally changed, he's asking for people to bid, and in order to get the money to change his name legally, he's allowing you to choose his new middle name.
And we wanted to name him Sabian.
Yes, Sabian was the name that we came up with.
Right.
And when I got home, I was given an entire lesson on eBay from my son, who said, you know, you can go up there and you can bid something like $1 million if you want. That it'll be up there for a while. That it takes the eBays a while to. And I like calling them that, the eBays.
The eBays?
It takes the eBays a while to figure out what's real and what's not real.
Right.
So yesterday, as we were on the air saying that the price had been going up and up and up, it could have just been listeners going on and just goofing around. What is the current high bid, Buzz?
I'm going to need the guy's item number again, which I misplaced.
I got it. Hold on. Okay. I got it right here.
All right, good.
It's item number 292-678-0600. Oh, and listen, while Buzz does that, let me take a second out here to be serious, just for 1 second. I want to send out get well wishes to my brother-in-law, Doug. And it shows you never know. You really never know. This guy is 6'6", 6'7", something like that. Weighs like almost nothing. Very minute bowlish. Looks like a basketball player. Lean guy, always in great shape.
Right.
Day or so ago fell down, collapsed, and this morning had quadruple bypass surgery.
Is this the fellow that spoke at Frieda's father's memorial?
My brother-in-law, Doug.
He gave a wonderful talk there, and I hope he's doing better.
And I know he and I have butted heads in the past, always with a touch of realism involved. But I do wish him the best, and that really is from the bottom of my heart. And Doug, get well soon.
Yeah.
And I know that... She feels the same way. She's up there now, so get well, Doug. You got that for us, Buzz?
That number did not work. It said zero items were found for that number.
Okay, 292.
Try it again.
678.
678-0600.
You know, if you have any questions about eBay, I could always ring up the woman I used to live with.
Here we go.
She is... She's an expert on that.
When we first started talking about it yesterday, the bid was $10. It's now $459.
See, I wonder how much of that is bogus and how much of that is real.
I would think there's probably somebody out there. I mean, it's one bid. It takes one guy to do it.
It was up to $5-something yesterday, so I'm guessing some of the phony bids have fallen off and that we're probably somewhere in the neighborhood.
Okay. Well,
we need $1,000.
Yeah.
And because we're getting 18% of it,
right,
as we discussed with the guy yesterday.
Right.
Quick update on 24. Don't know if you guys watched it last night.
Yeah.
You know, I love 24. I love the premise of 24. But I have to say that in the last... Well, Mike?
he's plugged his ears.
Mike has his fingers in his ear. Mike, hold on. I'm not going to talk about it then.
What?
Here's what you got to start doing. You either got to start... I know you're busy socially.
Yeah.
So Tuesday night is out.
Usually I'm not on Tuesday night.
But you got
a couple in a row, though.
But you got to find some time to watch it before the show on Wednesdays.
Okay.
So that we can talk about it. There's only two left.
God, I can only do so much, Don. I got to get in here by 2:30. I promise next week I'll watch.
I won't give in. I'm not going to say anything about the plot.
Okay. Because it really wrecked it for me, and I'll be watching it tonight.
I just want to say that, remember all that hype you were reading yesterday in USA Today?
about Kiefer Sutherland. It was hysterical.
But no, there was also a very good write-up about last night's episode.
Right.
I didn't think it was that great.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a bit of a letdown.
All right. But, I mean, they're getting to the point where it seems like every third episode is kind of a clinker.
But it was a good Kim moment. Kim's back in danger again.
See, that doesn't wreck it for me. Now you got me just excited to look at it.
Very little Kim, just at the end. But yeah, she's back in trouble.
You said little Kim.
Run, Kim, run.
Little Kim. I can't say it because Mike hasn't heard it yet.
Right.
What?
Seen it yet, what Kim did.
Go ahead.
She shot that dude. That dude from like 8 episodes ago who all of a sudden out of the blue was
he materialized, the father?
Was hiding in the house and
she... What about the little girl? Was she in the episode last
time? No, the little moon-faced girl? No, she wasn't. But, you know, she was on the phone. Daddy, I'm scared. He's here. He's here. Shoot him. Shoot him now. Daddy, shoot him. Shoot. Pow, pow. Daddy, he's still moving. Shoot him again, Kim. Shoot him again.
There was a lot of that intense Kiefer last night.
Yeah. Previously on 24. Anyway, it's still a great show.
Yeah.
I still maintain that. It's still, you know, probably one of my favorites.
Well, what they did in the newspaper yesterday was they ran down what Jack Bauer has gone through.
The timeline.
And survived. My favorite was... He gets impaled on a tree limb. It's driven into his thigh. Jack limps slightly.
And then don't forget, after he was tortured,
or he takes the medicine that collapses his lung and allows him to constricts his breathing so he can't breathe. He leaves clinic slightly hoarse.
He's tough, man.
It's funny.
And he was tortured.
Yeah. The scalpel and electrodes.
And he's fine.
He's fine.
And the thing that I find the most amazing about 24 is.
Yeah.
I got to know, and we do commercials for all kinds of different cellular wireless providers.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know what kind of phone he's using.
What kind of battery?
Because his battery never runs out, and he always gets service. He got service when he was in the middle of the desert,
right,
when he was dropping off the nuke.
Sure.
He gets service when he's in North Hollywood hiding somewhere.
That's great.
He never gets his battery running low. He never gets in an area where it says searching for signal.
It's obviously singular wireless.
Well, it has to be there. They're one of the sponsors that we did a commercial for today.
Would you like that kind of mention on the Don and Mike show for your business? Contact one of our worthy sales associates.
Anyway, 24 is still a very worthy show.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be 48 instead of 24, though.
Oh, my God.
Maybe the premise should just be 2 days instead of one day.
They're trying to cram too much into one day.
Or maybe it should be 16.
Yeah.
Or maybe it should just be eight. Or maybe it should be like Mike. It should be four and a half.
Four and a half. Four and a half. Go for it.
Four and a half.
Four and a half.
Anyway, I bet you'll like it.
Yeah.
I bet.
Good. I'm looking forward to it.
I bet you like it, even though, like I said, it's a bit of a letdown. It's like, man, I bet it's still 24, and,
right.
And there's only two left, so they got to... They've got to come to some kind of a resolution pretty quick.
Right. Thank God for TiVo. But I, you know what? One thing that TiVo was, I went back to watch an old episode of CSI. And last week, you know, this was over the weekend that I watched it. The president messed me up.
Oh, yeah.
With CSI. No, mine cut off after an hour.
Right. See, on mine, it had the thing programmed that Bush was going to be on from 9 to 9:25.
Hmm.
And then CSI started at 9:25. And it started Letterman at 11:55.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if my TiVo's smarter than your TiVo.
Try a different dial-up. If you can control the number that it calls at night to get updated information, change that.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys read, there was an article in the New York Times about 2 weeks ago. I think I mentioned this on the air about TiVo, about how they don't buy commercials.
Right.
Because
they
got idiots like us that have it. And when you go somewhere, you tell somebody about it, and you end up selling the product for them.
They said that the TiVo customer base is the best advertising for TiVo because the people that have it are so enthusiastic about
it. I saw a license plate this week that said TiVo It.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty nutty.
Yeah, it is.
I would hope that person is in some way
worth
selling the product.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's a super nerd.
A mook.
Yeah.
A hump. A douche. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. I know what kind of phone Kiefer has.
What kind does he have?
He has a Nextel i90C. I've got the exact same phone.
How do you know that?
You can look at the phone and see it. It's the exact same phone.
Oh, really?
There were good shots of it last night. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he has the two-way feature, which is a Nextel deal, the two-way radio deal.
But would it be entirely feasible that he could go 24 hours, and he's always got that baby turned on. He's always calling CSI,
CTU.
He's always calling him saying, patch me through,
right.
And he's got a scramble phone, and, right. And he's calling his daughter, he's calling the president.
Well, it wouldn't be a legitimate thing there. I mean, they're not doing justice. If they were doing justice, he'd be using a singular wireless phone.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't be getting service in the desert, but I've used my phone constantly, and it works pretty much all day, so...
Yeah.
The battery thing may be okay, but he'd never get signal like that. And my signal's crappy.
Oh.
So Nextel does not have the towers for that, I can tell you that.
Well, and you know what would help them? If they bought commercials on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Their service would improve dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be able to, you could get them everywhere. Bridges, underwater, on airplanes, mm-hmm. Foreign countries. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, Iceland. Yeah, you know we're going to Iceland next week.
Yeah.
Rob went out and was nice enough to go to Radio Shack and get us all the converters so we could... plug in our various stuff that we got to plug in.
Cool.
What, Mike? What?
I'm looking at Rob.
What?
Did you go out and buy a bunch of them?
I bought three. Would you like one?
Hello?
Hey, guys.
What's going on? I'm missing a dynamic.
I saw his eyes. When you said he went out and bought us all converters, I looked at Rob and his eyes immediately said no.
You were here that day we were discussing it in the studio.
Yeah.
Remember during the commercial?
Yeah, to go out and get one.
Right, and Rob said that day he was going to go get them, and I said, "Well, if you'd pick me up, when I'd be glad to reimburse you for it."
Oh, I didn't say that to him. I didn't say that to him. Do you have an extra one, Rob, that I can buy from you
for a slight markup?
Okay, deal. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Yeah,
two points on 24. At one time during the episode, he did change his cell battery.
Oh, did he really?
Hmm.
Yes, he did. When
this
he
show
was
has fans.
K,
24 yeah, has no unbelievable kidding. Fans.
Oh, dude, I call you guys every week about 24.
Okay. When did he change it? When did he change the battery?
When he was with Kate Warner.
Right.
And he told her to go to the car and get another cell phone and bring him an extra battery.
Well, then you know what?
Yeah.
Question answer.
They got us.
And then the other good point I wanted to make, aren't you really just thrilled to death that they didn't drag out the whole Kim thing? They just popped the guy and that's the end.
Yeah, it was nice. She got in danger and then she shot him and then that's over.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thanks a lot, guys. Love your show.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm actually bummed out now that I know that.
Oh, you got to watch it.
I got to. It's my fault.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
You
got to
see how it happened.
Don and Mike, radio guys.
Howdy, you're on the
show. Boy, I wish there were two mics. I'll tell you that.
Hello.
So do I.
So do I.
Danny from Baltimore.
Hi there, Danny. Live 105. Right on.
You got it, baby. Listen, I'd really like to have that couch. I'd like to set up a dining room, smoke room. Don and Mike.
Well, we're going to give it away. I promise we'll give the couch away. And now it all hangs, though, on when Mike... goes out to get new couches.
I'd be glad to give Mike a hand with his new cats also, you know.
What kind of a room are you setting up?
Dynamite smoke room.
A smoke room. Okay, smoke that's room. What I thought you said.
Very good.
Right.
See, when you say smoke room, I think cigars, and Buzz thinks something else, green, leafy.
I tell you, when you
get,
if you're the big winner and you win this sofa chair combination, get some industrial cleaner.
Yeah, there's been all kinds of bare asses on that
thing. And before you go into those nooks and crannies, put on some sort of plastic glove.
Don and Mike, hello.
Gentlemen, long-time listeners, I just have a question. Over the past couple weeks, I've sort of draw my own conclusion. I don't mean to pry, Mike, but you seem a lot looser. You been getting any lately?
No comment.
Next call.
You know,
you got me, pal.
Mike, that's right. Mike, you are the Dickman.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, way to go. Way to
go. Oh, stop it. No.
Way to go. Come on.
I didn't answer that question.
I know you didn't answer.
I didn't say a word.
I know you didn't.
I didn't say a word.
Silence speaks volumes, Mike.
Oh, God.
I've noticed it, too. I smell it on him. Even when he bathes and puts on his fancy cologne, I get to go.
Where you been,
girl? Stop it!
Me smell, girl.
No, I mean you know, guy's got to live, doesn't he?
Right. I know.
You got to breathe, flesh and blood. You know,
you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah,
I got to do it. I did it to my wife on Monday. I did it good to her. I did it to her so good on Monday night.
You didn't talk about it on Tuesday.
No, I normally do, but out of deference to you, I didn't, because you don't like it when I do. And I'm going to tell you something. My wife had to go up to the beach to be with my brother-in-law for this quadruple bypass.
Right.
But one of the things that she said to me on the phone, I guess this morning, when she was after she knew that he was going to be okay, he'd come through the surgery, she said to me, incidentally, Monday night, and I'm not exact, she said, that was incredible.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She said, I need that more often.
There you go.
Wow. So, hey, listen, I live with you, baby.
It does wonders.
You just tell me when, and I'm always ready.
Mm-hmm. Freddie's always ready.
I'm always ready. The disco fraud. Mike the disco fraud. He's always ready.
God. I'll be ready this weekend in Iceland, that's for sure.
We're going to get you laid.
No, I know. That's not the goal.
It is for us.
I don't want your help.
For you.
Remember the password. No help required.
All right, listen. Let's try to give away some cash here.
I'll do something to embarrass all of you.
877-365-3636, the toll-free number. We had a winner yesterday with the Secret Sounds. Right. We have a brand new sound today worth $1,000 American.
Very good.
Wow. Plus, as we get closer to Mother's Day, we've got some Mother's Day stuff today on the show that we'll do. And, fabulous live commercials throughout the show.
You're going to love what we're doing.
Caller 100 right now. We'll be right back. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Mother's Day is Sunday.
Ah, yes, it is.
And for everything your sexy mom has put up with over the years, she deserves to be pampered. Send her an erotic...
Oh, you got to use erotic before I did.
Soft gift for the hardest job. A pajamagram.
Your mom, wife, or grandmother will receive the most luxurious erotic pajamas along with free lavender bath tea and a gift card all delivered in a keepsake organza erotic hat box.
Mom, I love you. You're so erotic. Send a pajamagram gift. Shop online at pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and they'll help you choose the perfect pair for your mom. How incestuous is this product?
How erotic is that? Erotic?
Gowns, robes, slippers, spa products.
It's all good and all erotic.
If they pamper mom with a pajamagram, go to pajamagram.com. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Pajamagram.com. Tell them Donna Mike sent ye.
So toast them in a 350-degree oven until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skins kind of just fall off.
Ow.
I'm going to get the nuts as clean as possible. Mm. Every speck doesn't have to come off.
Mm.
But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut.
Ow. Jeez.
This is a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
The Don and Mike Show. They love their mamas, Don and Mike.
Well, One of us does.
He's going to call 100 here. Brand new virginal secret sound.
All right.
Try to give away $1,000. The jackpot gets way up there when we
don't think anybody's going to win.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve, where are you from?
Well, originally all over Maryland. Been listening to you guys since the wave of days.
No need a bio, Steve.
Where are you calling? Where do you live now? What metro area?
Beautiful, toothless Glen Burnie, Maryland.
Okay, so you listen on WJFK FM.
Both of them, because I work in Tyson's Corner.
Sorry, so you listen on JFK and on Live 105. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, we have regional prizes. Mm-hmm. Just trying to figure this out.
That's a hell of a commute.
You want a $45 gift certificate to, I don't see why they can't go the extra five.
Round it off.
And just make it fitty.
You want to kick in the five?
Yeah. We'll make it fitty.
All right.
45 just doesn't sound right.
It's an odd number.
Thank you. Mike, I can't, I have no pockets on me, so
I just put it up here. That's for the next two. We're gonna make it a $50.
There you go. Thank you. Mike just laid a 10 spot out. You won a $50 gift certificate to Carrabba's Italian Grill. Celebrate Mamo's Day at Carrabba's. Mm-hmm. They open at 11 a.m. on Mamo's Day. Carrabba's, not your typical Italian. Have a good time. Now, you'll play for $1,000 with a brand new secret sound, and you get no clue or anything because it's $1,000 and it's more than we have in the budget. So we'll just play you the sound and good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
This is an impossible one. It really is. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
the Fat Boys.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Yeah, there it is. Mike and I have a history with the Fat Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Not only could we be in their band, we had them on the show one time. I'll tell you about it.
$3.99 for all you can eat. Well, I'm gonna stuff my face to a funky beat.
Yeah. Hey, Disorderly.
Oh yeah.
Disorderly's rated PG.
PG. There's the sound. We had the Fat Boys on our old morning show, and they
came in a limo and they went to McDonald's. They
called us from the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Wow.
One of them has passed,
Oh, no.
So
thanks for ruining my Wednesday.
I want to let you know as a tribute.
Bummer.
That was actually a memorial.
For $1,000, what is that sound?
Is it a one of those metal paper cutters going down?
No. Oh, we're sorry.
No, is that Buzz? You have something?
I have a guess. This is my guess.
Pringles can opening.
No.
That's how sure I am no one's going to get this.
Wow.
Buzz, you don't even have to hide it when you write something.
Wow.
Hide it from Mike. No one's going to get this.
Wow. But it does sound vacuum packed.
Mm.
It sounded nothing like that over the telephone, let me tell you.
Well, either way.
I want to tell you.
Thank you for listening. And don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
A clue for you.
Wow.
Here's an update from the eBay thing from the guy in Iowa.
Oh, good.
Dear Don and Mike, hello. This is Bradley from Radio KCJJ.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your help on my eBay item. I guarantee you guys 25% once it hits $1,000.
Oh, 25. Very good.
P.S. Some jackass is copying my idea. I want Don and Mike listeners to know so they don't get tricked.
Mm.
P.S. If I make any national TV shows, I swear I'll mention you. Love, Brad. Okay, Brad.
Check out nice. Big brain on Brad.
Okay, Brad.
Bradley.
This is not the best breakfast I've ever had.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
I normally have good service here.
Brad?
Dennis is the manager.
Yeah, that's
it. Fast Times at Ridgemont High is a movie.
Classic.
How old is that movie? 25 years?
At least.
1982, I believe.
It is still as great today as it was back then.
Jeff Spicoli, so much has been written and said about Sean Penn, mm-hmm. especially recently when he was with the anti-war stuff.
Right.
But Sean Penn gave us a character that, I will never know him for anything but Jeff Spicoli. It's
great.
The funniest, head that's ever been played in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Next to
Joe.
Real life.
Really.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Caller 100?
No, listen, we did that contest already. We moved past that.
Sorry, dude.
That's all right, dude. Speaking of dudes,
Joe
wanted to do this today. We're going to have to do it tomorrow. Mother's Day is coming up this weekend.
Yes.
Tomorrow on the show, you're going to be able to meet
Joe's mom.
And we have so many questions for any. Will the listeners be able to ask
Joe's
mom?
It depends how it goes with you and I.
Ah, very good.
Once we ask her if she considers Joe to be an embarrassment and you know, she's proud of him.
Yeah, that's the one where we all laughed and showed our teeth when Don said the first question will be, are you proud of your son?
And fortunately, since Joe's mom is not available today, I believe in our next break we'll be joined by Buzz's mom.
Now, has Buzz's mom ever been on the show?
No, we've had Buzz's dad on the show, but never Buzz's mom on the show.
That'll be interesting.
And we've had your mom on plenty.
Yeah.
And you know the history with my mom.
Yeah,
and my mother-in-law now is going through this thing with Doug, so I don't want to impose on
her.
Busy.
Yeah.
And I asked Rob about Sharon. And
he wouldn't do it.
That's a shame.
Said no friggin' way.
Hasn't Sharon been on the show before, Rob?
I don't think so. She's pretty shy. My dad has been on.
Yeah, your dad's been on a few times.
And
your dad's actually called in a couple.
Oh yeah.
Times.
What do you? Oh, you found this. Oh.
Hi, this is Dawn's mother-in-law. Big Sheeta.
There she is. And let me see. We've had Lisa's mom on the show, and Broyhill's situation with his parents is similar to mine.
Ah.
So I was thinking today.
Well, let's be honest. In to really, really track down Broyhill's parents, you'd have to go into the mountains of Africa.
What was that movie with Sigourney Weaver?
Mm-hmm.
What was that thing?
Gorillas in the Mist.
Yes.
Yeah. You'd have to travel deep into the mist.
Jane Goodall, was that her
name?
Right.
To find the Broyhill family, and really, you know, the Broyhill family. I'm not sure whether. You know, whether they're still with us. Because the life expectancy in a mountain gorilla, to the best of my knowledge, is what, 15 years?
Longer than that. But in the wild, they don't live quite as long.
I think we could probably have a better chance going to cities with Columbus has a famous zoo. And San Diego has a famous zoo.
We have the Great Ape House right here in Washington,
right,
D.C.
The National Zoo.
At the very controversial National Zoo, where apparently they've taken to poisoning rats and killing animals over there.
No, you got
to
do what you got to do, Mike. they're just out to make a buck.
Wrong animal.
Make a buck, I'm sorry. And, I'm very sad. We're talking about Charlie's upbringing. Poachers killed so many.
Oh, that's tragic.
Charlie's relatives.
That is so sad.
Just in the name of money, slaughtering Charlie's relatives.
Don't wear fur.
So anyway, well, the bottom line on this, you'll hear Joe's mom on the show tomorrow.
Good.
And we'll ask Buzz's mom in our next segment.
You really want to get a rise out of Charlie, you just say the word poacher.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Man, these phones are nutty. I mean that. These phones are really nutty. See, the lights are... Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
There you go. There's one out of 12 lines at work. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how are you today, guys?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I was watching 24 last night, and you know that Tony guy that's on the crutches?
Yeah.
Right before they did, I'm not going to say what they did for Mike's sake, but right before they did what they did to the other guy at the end.
Oh, when they gave him that like knockout gas stuff?
Yeah.
The chloroform? Yeah.
All of a sudden, he wasn't on crutches anymore.
Hobbledy-ga! Without the crutches, I would imagine, because he just sprained his leg when he got in the fight with Jack Bauer.
Not serious.
Okay, before Buzz's mom... let me just, I've been talking about this, and I want to make sure we touch on this before these guys come on the show next week. A guy named is Dan and Carl, and they've written a book called The Complete A-Hole's Guide to Handling Chicks.
Very good.
And we don't often have authors on the show. We had that guy on yesterday, Amarillo Slim, because he was just interesting.
Oh, man.
When I got home, I had an email from somebody saying, you realize that guy was in the movie Rounders?
Mm-hmm.
That great movie Rounders.
Right.
That he was actually featured in that.
Fascinating.
These guys have written The Complete A-Hole's Guide to Handling Chicks. And they have, it starts off with 50 tips on being a better a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
they go from...
we could write a few books.
Get a cool car. Mike, you're going to love this one. Number two. Know that chicks are the enemy.
The enemy! Wow. I'm an a-hole.
That's like Mike's mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I've been through a lot.
Number three, never say I'm sorry. Number four, don't put anything in writing.
Wow.
Five, find a high school girlfriend who puts out.
Right.
Dump your high school girlfriend if she goes to college.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can get laid in college. You will join a fraternity.
Right.
Never back down from a drinking challenge. These are tips on being a better a-hole.
Okay.
get yourself a wingman.
Right.
One night, a good one.
I like that one.
One night stands are the a-hole's graduation. Learn the 1-2-3 punch. $5 can always get you laid.
Mm-hmm.
Old chicks screw a lot.
That's scary.
Get married before you're 40.
No! Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to react like that.
Every 6 months, buy her a cheap gift.
Mm-hmm.
Practice your throwaway lines. Be prepared for your wife's insanity. Learn how to get away from your wife.
Uh-huh.
Deny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Marry the second time around. Marry money the second time around.
Okay.
Relish your a-hole lifestyle.
You know, this is somehow very sad to me right now.
Use condoms. Well, then let me find something to make you happier.
All right, very good.
Okay, some of the chapters.
Sad but true?
Let me see. There are chapters from birth to dating,
mm-hmm.
high school, college, ages 21 to 27, ages 28 to 35, marriage, divorce, death.
Is there anything post-35 in there? Just out of curiosity.
Now, there's a final examination for ages 28 to 35.
Final examination.
I guess by then you're married.
Yeah, you should be trained by then.
And then
once you finish the book, technically it would be true. I was married.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Well, I'm interested in some of the marriage stuff. Let me see what it says about that marriage. Welcome, Matt. Marriage. The word alone conjures up images of such intense pain that's difficult to write about. Everything changes when you're married. Responsibility used to be a word you only saw at the end of beer commercials. Now your entire life is nothing but responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
What you're used to. Banging a lot of chicks. What you get. The same face, the same second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year, for the rest of your effing life. How's that sound?
Wow.
What you're used to.
These are some angry guys, I believe.
Yeah.
What you're used to.
Oh, they're a-holes.
Poker nights with your buddies.
Hey, you still have that.
What to expect now. Dinner parties with two couples who bitch the whole time about how much they miss their kids. What you're used to. Drinking yourself into a coma. What to expect. A glass and a half of Chardonnay before your wife freaks out because the babysitter hasn't answered the phone in two rings. What you're used to. Sex in the afternoon. What to expect now. The afternoon.
That's great.
And then it goes on, you know, what you're used to, a BMW, what to expect now, a minivan.
Minivan. You knew he was going to say minivan.
And there's, you're married, stop sucking in your gut. here you go. What was cute when you were dating? The cute way she nibbled her food. What's disgusting now that you're married to her? She sounds like a cow chewing her cud.
Wow. There's a lot of anger in this book. Bitterness.
What was cute when you were dating? She was always trying to save you money. What's disgusting now that you're married? She never buys you a goddamn thing. What you liked when you thought was cute when you were dating? She always spoke her mind and challenged you intellectually. Now, she never shuts her goddamn mouth. Before you were married, she thought it was funny when you farted. Now that you're married, she hates it when you fart.
Yeah, that'd be a true one.
Before you were married?
Would you agree, Buzz?
Yeah, probably.
Before you were married, she was so beautiful when she slept.
Uh-huh.
Now that you're married, she snores louder than a Portland lumber mill. It was cute when you were dating because she loved to give you oral. Now that you're married, she constantly reminds you how many orals she used to give you.
Oh, that's sad. Wow.
So... Oh, yeah. I think this would be a good guest for you to have on the show, Mike. I'm not even to the divorce part. That was just like if you're happily married.
Wow. What would there's an actual chapter on divorce?
Divorce and death.
Oh, dear.
Welcome, Matt. There is no welcome, Matt, for this section. What the hell is welcome about divorce or death?
Mm-hmm.
What did you expect? It doesn't matter how wonderful, beautiful, smart, rich, or fantastic you told everybody your wife was. She wasn't anything more than a first, second, third, or fourth wife.
Wow.
You're an a-hole. And you've got to bang chicks, drink beer, and give not an S about anything. The only reason you got married because your friends did. You figured you needed to have a little child a-hole in case someone has to clean your colostomy bag when you get old.
Yeah. Think about it.
But despite that, you want to hear something crazy? You'll probably get married again.
Nah, no.
Boy, this is like the Mike chapter.
No, because I'm not. I'm not getting married again.
Okay, let me see. They go to that back part where they have some real hints for you. Don't give her a cent.
Incidentally, we're coming up on the official date, you know.
I think in Virginia
it's a year of separation.
Wow.
And then,
a year already.
And, you know, as I say quite often, reconciliation is not imminent. So that's gotcha. That's where we are.
Stop it, Rob. Stop it.
No.
Now, listen, you're...
It's not that way at all.
Here you go.
Anybody that knows me knows how sad and pathetic I am.
Fat, broken, single. What in God's name are you going to do now? The predicament you find yourself in now is not much different from the one you were in when you started hitting your late 20s.
Yeah?
The advice we give you is pretty much the same.
Okay.
But we have to make allowances for your advancing age and the fact that your responsibilities have likely increased.
Okay.
Due to the presence of your hateful ex-wife and your manic children. Add this to your inevitable march towards retirement and uselessness, and boy, you've got a lot on your mind. Here are some of the major hurdles you have to get over.
Now, preach to me. I am sitting here with my ears wide open.
You're not going
to
like this.
Well, I'm listening.
Number one.
Okay.
Fat.
Yeah?
Get your lazy fat ass back in the gym.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
All this ridiculousness you hear about how your metabolism slows down, how middle age will give you a big ass gut is just ridiculous. You eat Domino's 6 nights a week because you can't cook. You're crying about all the work you have to do that keeps you from going to the gym. Guess what? You will be fat.
Right.
One thing to consider. Plastic surgery.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Remember, young chicks don't like fat guys. Don't ever forget that. Number two. Broke. Half. Let's think about that again. Half. Wow, that's a tough concept. If you can give up half and not be broke, you're in pretty damn good shape. Most of us can't, so you'd better get ready to go back to work.
Yeah.
Our advice to you on this one is pretty similar to the fat argument. Stop whining, stop making excuses, just get off your lazy ass.
All right, now hold on a second there. I am getting pissed off.
Why?
They're supposed to be a-holes to women, not to guys. And they're talking to me.
It's a pep talk, Mike.
Well, no, it's not. It's pissing me off.
Now, hold on. Here you go.
What?
Here you go.
Okay, something good?
Number three, single.
Give me something, please.
Number three, single.
Okay.
On this score, you should just thank God. The nattering shrew is out of your life.
No.
And you can start peeing with the bathroom door open again.
That is true.
As long as you listen to us regarding the fat and broke part of your life, single life should be great.
I think getting thin is priority number one.
Skinny rich guy shouldn't have much of a problem scoring some new tail relatively quickly. Good luck.
So that's it. It's pretty simple stuff.
So anyway,
they're really not telling me anything I didn't know already.
But I'm going to, when these guys come on the show, they've got some of these topics here. How to handle chicks, all types of chicks.
So I really, with my current situation, I guess I would go into the 25 to 35 chapter because as a single guy, because really that's what I am.
We'll give you the test when they come on the show.
All right.
Some of the stuff in this book, type of chicks, common characteristics, how to nail them, what to avoid.
A-hole's guide to handling chicks.
How to drop them. Type of chick. Boy, listen to these types of chicks. Garden variety sorority girl, gung-ho chick, disenchanted chick, female athlete chick, granola chick, student government chick, library chick.
Wow, lots of chicks.
Hold on, that's all just the college part. Then you've got chicks, living with chicks, meeting chicks, not giving an ass about chicks, dating chicks, don't ever give chicks your money. Your job is your job, not your chick's job. Your decor of your house is your house, not your chick's.
Wow.
Fighting. Okay. Before you were married, beating someone senseless was a sign of status and entirely necessary if you wanted to build a good reputation. After you're married, if you can't do a fight now, people think you're retarded. Not to mention, adults normally don't carry weapons. If you're finding a total stranger in the real world, you'll be lucky to get no more than an ass whipping. Whether you're conscious or not at the end of the fracas, everyone will look at you as a loser.
If you're married?
Yeah.
And you get into a fight?
If you're married and you get into a fight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, listen, these guys are coming on the show next weekend.
Look forward to having them on the show.
Yeah. I'm going to devote more than one segment to them being on the show.
I think they sound like fascinating guys.
Me too.
And
books available now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we booked them a couple of weeks ago, but the book is out now.
Good.
Well, let me call Mike Chick right now.
Chick?
It says right here, old chicks like to screw a lot.
Chick, chick, chick. All night.
Chick, chick, chick. Hear that man, his money.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, boo.
Here's my chick on the phone right now. Hi, baby.
Okay.
Let me see. Oh, first off, on a serious note, everything's okay with your brother?
Yeah, he's doing well.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm very, very glad to hear that, and so I'm sure someone will tell him, but I actually, you know, and I meant it. I wished him Godspeed at the beginning of the show today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's good. No, he's doing good. He's young and healthy. It's just it's a reminder to all of us to take care of ourselves.
He's like the last guy, though. I mean, you look at him like a string bean, really. Yeah. You look at Doug, and he's always, like, playing tennis and playing golf and stuff.
Right.
And Jesus.
I know. I've been... I'm next in age in the family, so it's a reminder to start, to eat right and exercise and do all the things you're supposed to do.
Well, listen, you're my chick. I just want you to know that. You're my chick. And I'm reading a part out of a book here, The Complete A-Hole's Guide to Handling Chicks. And it's got a whole big... We're going to have these guys on the show next week.
You didn't write it.
It's got a whole big thing about marriage. Oh, let me turn to page 204, because this is something that I really might be able to use with you. How not to listen. Okay. We know we had a little moment of sensitivity back there. Don't bitch, it only lasted a few pages. Now you've gotten in touch with your feminine side, and we've advised you to listen to your wife when you're in bed. Now you're back to being yourself. We're going to give you the other side. Don't listen to your wife anywhere outside the bedroom. Ask any 10 women what they dislike about guys, and most chicks will say, men never listen.
Mm-hmm.
We've got news for you. There's nothing wrong with that. Between watching football, going to the bathroom, taking a nap, and watching porn, guys don't have the time or the inclination to listen to what women have to say. Anyway.
I'm not going to mount an argument there.
These guys will be on the show next week.
There you go.
And incidentally, Monday night, as I was relating to everybody,
yeah,
some of my best work, wasn't it really?
Oh, you told them about our little get-together.
I mentioned that you actually said to me that it was great and that you need more of that.
I think I do. I think that it's like a certain kind of vitamin P. I think you have to have a certain amount.
Yeah. Vitamin P.
I'm right. Now listen.
Wow. You even got her talking dirty.
Did I do a good job of banging her?
I can
not?
Tell. I can tell right now.
And it was the kind she likes, late night kind.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I would like more of the regular evening kind rather than the morning, squeeze in 5 minutes time.
Well, it didn't last all that much longer, really, than the morning time.
You feel more like a grown-up. It's somehow more sexy at night.
Yeah, but boy, she was into it, too. I mean, really into it. It was Monday night. We got out watching CSI Miami.
Right.
And then...
How can you not be in the mood for sex after watching David Caruso?
If you watch after that, they run the other CSI on one of the cable channels.
Right.
And we turned that one on, and at one point, she started snuggling me, and I knew right away... Daddy's time.
Wow.
Daddy's time.
Daddy's hungry. He needs to be fed.
You know what would be the best, though? When the boy leaves.
Here.
When the boy goes to college.
Then it's every room in the house.
When I don't have to get up and lock the door.
Right. I'll get you a swing, then.
Like that matters. Like I said to her, if I lock that door, he's just going to walk through the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's going to, and he's not going to walk in on us. If he walks in and he... even has any kind of an inclination that's happening,
right,
he's going to turn the other way. He doesn't want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I had to get up and lock the door.
Yeah.
What did Buzz think? I mean, Buzz said that... What did you say, Buzz?
I said, congratulations to you both, first of all, and once Bart leaves, I'll get you guys a swing.
That's what I thought you said.
A Taiwan basket. Yeah, right.
Swing. All right, well, you're my chick, and I love you.
There's something to look forward to.
And let me just say, with all this a-hole stuff about chicks, and I agree, pain in the ass, but sure is nice to have a chick and be married to her all that time, and then, really just, I did a yeoman's job, and you don't know what a pick-me-up it is to get a phone call a couple of days later when, her brother's laying like a slab, he's got the quadruple bypass, and he comes through that, and the first thing she says to me is, my brother's okay. I'm so glad. God, that sex Monday night was incredible.
That's
I really need some more of
that's
that.
That's good.
Yeah, it's here.
All right.
It's on demand.
I don't want you to think you can start coasting as you get older.
No way. I'm ready. You tell me when.
All right, good.
I love banging you.
Well, thank you, Carlin. You are so romantic.
How romantic that is.
That is sweet.
In your own way, it is, I suppose.
I do love to F you.
All right.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Hey, if you can't say that to your wife,
yeah,
you know, that's terrific.
Oh, and please note, I didn't say I love you at the end of that conversation.
Good man.
So
strong.
You said I love to bang you.
Yeah, but I didn't say I love you.
You are an incurable romantic.
Can't help it, Mike. It's me.
I really love banging you.
The ABCs of me. So you're going to love when these guys come on.
Well, you know, there's stuff in there for you. There's stuff in there for me. I think a lot more for me. And I'm looking forward to meeting these fine gentlemen. Perhaps we could go out for a toddy.
I'm thinking, you know, maybe two or three segments on the show with these guys.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be I'll be sitting in their laps.
Because this is 268 pages in this book.
268 pages of nonstop fun.
So anyway, they're coming on the show next week, and that'll be great.
Chicks seem to dig their style.
What a nice change of pace this will be now. As we after we go to break, we'll come back. It's Mamo's Day this weekend.
Mamo.
And we're going to meet, for the first time ever on the show, Buzz's Mamo.
Wow. Mamo.
We've had Buzz's dad on the show.
True.
We have never had Buzz's mom on the show.
Right. Fantastic.
It'll be awkward for Buzz.
Get ready for some good, sensible Kansas fun.
And incredible for the rest of us. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, once again, it's time to talk about the world's smartest dog, my German Shepherd, Colonel Klink.
You know, your dog is smart, it can talk, it's got the most beautiful coat I've ever seen, and I understand it's very well fed.
He's said to me today a couple of things. First, he said, Dad, thank you for feeding me Purina One,
mm-hmm.
because there have been so many great changes. His coat is shinier, he's had more energy.
Right.
And I said, this is all because of Purina One. And he said, yeah. And then he said,
did he say Ra, like dogs do? Ra, right,
Roach? Yeah, right, Roach. He said, you should have your listeners call 1-888-606-BARK.
I've never seen a dog dance like that.
And take the 30-day Purina One Performance Challenge.
Woo!
He also had this thing that he was telling me, I know the joke. Why does he lick himself?
Because he can.
Take the Purina One 30-Day Performance Challenge with your pet. Call 1-888-606-BARK for details. And your free 8-pound bag of Purina One Puppy or Adult Dog Formula. Or go to their website at www.purinaonechallenge.com.
Then feed your dog some pantyhose.
You like ping pong, Mary? Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic dragon,
song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
No. No. What? No. 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 Jack. No. I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You've got bad breath, Buzz. Bad breath.
Right, right. Here we go.
Jesus effing Christ. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, Buzz?
I'm not good at making choices, so you'll certainly get no help from me.
There you go. Let me mention that we got a bunch of Mom's Day bits this week. Later in the show, you have a chance to win $500. And we play that great white trash game.
Yeah.
What my mom doesn't know won't hurt her.
Trailer parks all over America getting excited about that one.
But now, you got the sensitive music, Robbie? Thank you very much. time to meet
a little Kansas sensibility here.
Buzz's stepmom.
Is Buzz's microphone turned on?
Oh, sorry, Buzz.
Here, might be here we go.
Her right. name is Phyllis.
Yes, that's
Let's
correct.
Give Phyllis a call. She's aware that we're going to be calling her.
Is she excited about coming on the show, Buzz?
I haven't spoken to her since this decision was made, so I don't know. It'll be news to all of us.
Well, she agreed to come on the air, right?
Wonderful.
Lisa called her.
As far as I know, yes.
Now, this is your stepmom, right?
Stepmom, wonderful, lovely
How long
lovely
has she been
lady.
In your life? How many years, Buzz?
Like 20, 25 years.
25
now.
Years.
Yeah.
Hold on. 316. Okay. You want to give out that number on the air?
Say 20.
20 years?
Yeah.
So she's been in your life since your early 40s.
Exactly.
Very good.
Hello?
Hi, Phyllis.
Yes?
Hi, this is Don and Mike, and we're on the air.
Hello, Phyllis.
With your wonderful stepson, Buzz.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Everybody should be hip to the fact,
right.
you know this, that my real name is not Don. My real name is Mike.
Right.
My real name is actually Horace.
And Buzz's real name is actually Mike
also
as well.
Mike. Yes.
I'm aware of some of those things.
If we wanted to be nutty, it'd be the Mike and Mike show with Mike on news. But
right.
We're not that nutty.
And,
no.
and it wouldn't work.
No, not a bit.
So, Phyllis, we've never spoken to you on the air before. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Mike.
We have so many questions. You know, people are going to be confused.
Yeah.
This is like when I'm with my family somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever Buzz's mom says Mike, she's referring to Buzz.
Yes.
Was that Dad picking up the phone there, perhaps?
Might have been.
yeah, probably was.
Growing up, what is the worst thing that, since you were involved in his life the last 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's really the question I'd have to ask like when he's a little kid. I was going to ask.
I was already a grown up.
He was already a grown up, so I guess they would, Phyllis would form her impression on Buzz based on family gatherings.
I was already married. I've been married longer than my dad has now.
What do you
really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What do you think of what your stepson does for a living?
I admire him. I think I think he does just what he's supposed to be doing in life.
Well, that's wow. very, very sweet. Does he ever say bad stuff about us?
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
I like Phyllis already.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. But he does talk about a lot about what goes on.
Mm-hmm. Now, Buzz, I'm going to be very gentle with your mom because I
Appreciate
love moms.
Yes,
and we don't want to do anything that would offend. But Phyllis?
Mm.
You know he's a pothead, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Got the whole family. Is, really.
She cleans the bong.
So, did you say your mom cleans the bong?
No, I'm just kidding, of course.
How is he as a son? Is Buzz a good son?
Is he a good son? He's the best stepson anybody could ever want, and I'm sure the best son. If I know that his dad would say that mm-hmm. he's wonderful.
What's the most, since you've been in the family, what's the most exciting thing that's ever happened at a family gathering?
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
Or has there ever been anything really?
Involving Buzz.
Talking about Kansas here.
Yeah.
Involving Buzz, what's the most exciting thing?
Oh, gee.
Was it
that you can answer nothing?
Was it the time that you made him biscuits?
You remember that?
It could have been a time when he said he loved fried eggs, but he didn't want them with lace curtains around them.
Yeah, I don't like the lace curtains.
You know what that means?
What are the you mean like they have like the crackling?
My dad actually coined this when it has the brown crackly edge around
right.
it that's just inedible. That's a lace curtain. I don't eat that.
That would be the most outrageous thing. The wildest thing.
Outrageous.
Look out.
Yeah, really, really outrageous. Yeah. But it was probably when I was trying to make an impression on him because I had only just met him.
So you made fried eggs with lace curtains?
I did. I made fried eggs with lace curtains.
It's been trouble ever since.
But he went ahead and accepted me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you something about him that I'm sure you know, and maybe you can elaborate on this, that I've known him the longest out of all the guys that I've worked with on the show,
mm-hmm.
and I worked with him back in Chicago over 20 years ago, and we had a brief spot there where I didn't work with Buzz for a couple of years and brought him on this show. But even in the time in between, we'd worked together for like 4 years and we didn't work together. Then we worked together for another, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
In that time in between,
mm-hmm.
he would always be the one, not me, that would always send a birthday card, mm-hmm. send a Christmas card, send a birthday card to my kid who he had never met.
Now, do you get cards on birthdays and holidays? Is he as thoughtful with the family as he is with the staff here, because we all get cards and
all the time.
My kids get cards, and you know, it's terrific.
He's great about it. He does only one thing.
What's that?
Oh, you just love to hear this.
All right, good.
Okay, well, he sends these great gifts. They do. I mean, Mike and Marcia do.
Yes, right.
And in my family, we always, as soon as I opened the mailbox and there was this gift, I rushed inside and opened it up, and boy, I just went on and on. Well, he won't let me open them until actual the day. If it's Christmas, it can't be until Christmas morning.
That's
if
right.
It's my birthday, it can't be that until the birthday. So I have two packages right now on the table, Mike.
Oh, good. They got there.
They got here, and I want to know whether I can open those early.
Well, since you're going to be out of town, I'll give you a special dispensation. You can open them early.
Are they for her birthday?
Well, one for her birthday, which is Friday,
well,
and one
Mother's
for
Day.
Mother's Day on Sunday.
Well, listen.
Would you like her to open them right now on the show?
Live crazy. Open one right now, Phyllis.
Which one would you like to open up, the birthday or the Mother's Day?
Let's do, well, my birthday's first.
Yes. All right,
open up
good.
Your birthday gift.
Okay.
Let's see what it is.
No, I'm not going to be embarrassed or anything like
no,
that.
No, I think
you didn't send your mom PJs. Did you?
It's not a demogram.
Erotic
no.
PJs?
No, that's next year.
The birthday or the Mother's Day?
you're listening in Kansas.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well,
Dad probably turned up the radio.
On the radio.
You've got everything right, Mike.
All right, open it up.
Okay, well, I am.
Does it say Victoria's Secret on it?
It doesn't yet, but I'm still in the brown paper cycle.
Yeah, all right, very good.
It takes a little while, and boy, do they have this wrapped up good.
He's kind of meticulous like that, isn't he?
Kind of.
Send packages in a plain brown wrapper.
Father. Mm-hmm. So
much. Inside a gift wrap package. Am I a little nervous?
Yes. Does he tell you that he loves you?
Every time we talk.
That's wonderful.
That's true. Let's hear you do it now, Buzz.
I love you, Phyllis.
I love you too, Mike.
You're That's a great funny. Stepmom, and I appreciate all the time we've spent together.
So do I. I look forward to it. And I'm already making plans.
I'm not feeling the love.
Now,
I'm kidding. That's just a joke. I'm making a joke.
It's purple paper.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working at it.
You know, folks, you're hearing a real-life moment right now.
Yeah.
Buzz's stepmom is opening Buzz's birthday gift.
It's a normal T-shirt.
To her right now.
Yeah, something soft inside.
Ah, soft.
Well.
Soft and edible?
It's foam.
It's foam.
It's foam rubber?
My favorite foods.
It's your favorite. What, are you a chocoholic? Is it a box of chocolates?
It is. And it's Godiva. Mm-mm.
All right, way to go, Donald Trump.
There you go. There's more.
Isn't that for the Godiva people?
I was going to say, wow, you really worked overtime on that one.
Yeah. No, that's
how much
just
time did
beginning.
You spend in the mall getting that gift?
What else is there, Phyllis?
Thanks very much.
When you know what somebody likes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. You did a good job. Did Marcia help you?
Yes,
are they
did.
Chocolate pajamas?
No, chocolate.
No, they aren't chocolate pajamas.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Buzz, why would you want your mom to leave that sitting around for 2 days anyway?
You know, it's perishable. Let her open them immediately.
Well, it's air-conditioned in the house. The chocolates aren't going to melt.
Yeah, in Wichita, we have electricity now.
Yeah.
And tornadoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, hey, Phyllis, here's a Kansas question. What's the biggest twister you've ever been involved with?
Never have.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
That's amazing.
What's the best thing about Buzz?
What's the best thing?
Yeah.
Let's see. He livens up a party.
That's wonderful.
That's
really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about the same guy?
That's how they know me here.
He's been to a lot of our parties, and I have to say, well, he's always a welcome guest.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't exactly use that term.
No, nor would I.
But we have a different kind of a party. Like, we make homemade ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? What flavor?
Well, there's only one.
Yeah.
Hot.
No, vanilla, silly.
Have you,
there's only one vanilla. That doesn't surprise me at all. I hesitate to ask this question, but I feel it's necessary since we asked in the positive. What is the one thing you would change about Buzz?
Yeah, be yes. honest.
Why? Yeah,
what is the one physical characteristic? No, no. Yeah. What is the one thing?
He has a wonderful physique. We don't
even
know that.
Yeah.
He has wonderful hair.
You often think about that?
He does
that?
Have wonderful hair.
Yeah.
He is dreamy, I'll give you that.
Rob, I don't think she'd
change. I need to hear that.
Do you think he's too old for to be your stepson? Rob held that one up.
I think I'm too old, but
right.
No, not at all. No.
So did we ever get to what
have you ever, though, in a Calgon moment,
no.
would you have been surrounded by bathroom beads?
Easy.
What did you say?
I was just wondering if you...
No. It, you know, Buzz, it's not... The, it's
you're
the pajamagram commercials. That's,
what
would you change about me if you
there
could?
There you go, that's
fellas.
The question. Yeah. What would you change about Buzz if you could change anything?
You worry a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
I'm the king of worry.
You're a warrior?
Not so bad. Yeah.
And rightly so, Phyllis. I mean, I'm not telling you anything. He doesn't tell you all the time. His job is hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
He has a one-day contract.
Things
with
are
us.
Really not going that well.
Well, then I can see why he does.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, and that's why he shouldn't worry that he has the longest tenure of anybody on the show.
That's
and
a good answer, though. He worries too much.
Yeah. He does worry too much.
That is good.
He needs to kick back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Relax.
What is Buzz's favorite food?
At this house?
Yeah, at your house.
Well, he doesn't like fresh fruit very much.
No. Really? You know, I'm surprised at that.
Chocolate cake. I don't make a lot of fancy food.
Well, I like simple
in Kansas,
foods myself.
We have things like broiled steaks.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
And the basics, it's the comfort food.
That'd be the favorite steak, I think.
I want to tell you something that I've noticed about your son.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently, my wife and I had the pleasure of having Buzz and Marcia come down and spend a weekend with us down at the beach. And I've noticed something, and I'm going to bring this up, that he's doing it today, and I'm worried about him. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a two-part build-up to this, Phyllis. When we were in New Orleans for the basketball games,
mm-hmm.
he spent a lot of time in the voodoo shops.
Oh, yeah.
And also I noticed that all he wears now is black clothes
mm-hmm.
all the time. Even today, he has on a black T-shirt. Do you have on black
shorts? It's gray. It's a gray sweater today.
But do you have
I know where you're going with this.
But do you have on black shorts?
No, jeans and black socks. But normally I wear a black shirt, yeah.
And he'll wear black shorts and black socks. And I'm concerned that he's gone to the other side.
Is there any evidence, Phyllis, in the house when he's there that Buzz worships the devil?
There isn't, but I'll be looking for it.
All right.
Good.
Has he ever done anything, you know, are there any maybe neighborhood pets that have gone missing or anything unusual? Have you ever, you know, found something in the backyard that maybe shouldn't be there? Any unusual configurations of pebbles or rocks?
No, I wish I could help you on that. You'll probably have to do that on your own.
And you know what I'm thinking about him, and he's a great guy, and he's a wonderful son.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm worried now about the fact that he worries.
Right.
I think if only there was some substance, some herbal remedy that could help.
Something to relax me.
Help your son relax.
Yeah. Does green tea do anything?
I think Buzz makes his own variety of green tea.
Yeah,
I'll try that.
I think so. Well, Phyllis, it has been wonderful having you on the show.
You are so nice to put up with us,
yeah.
And you're very, very, you're a good sport, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis. I love you. Happy birthday and happy Mother's Day, and have a safe trip.
I will. Thank you. You have a great weekend, and love you. Love you very much, Mike.
Love you. We're going to Iceland, you know.
I know it.
Yeah, pretty
hey,
cool.
Buzz,
huh?
Hey, Buzz, before we let your mom off the phone.
Uh-huh. You were that close to a clean getaway.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm not going to go where you think.
This is always when it gets tough.
Yeah, I know. You,
Rob,
step
back.
No. I'll tell you exactly what. Rob just wrote down a question, and it's not what I was going to, what I'm going to end up with.
Uh-huh.
He was wondering after Buzz relaxes.
Uh-huh.
Is that when he eats all the chocolate cake? After
yes.
he relaxes?
After I relax, yes. I go for the cake.
All right. Listen, Buzz, I think you would agree, because this has gone very well.
It has.
With your stepmom.
Yeah,
I hope we haven't stepped over any boundaries.
No.
Then
we've just been having a little fun.
Yeah. Then would you mind if all I did was just had him say hello, if Tom Gavin just said hi?
No, absolutely. I think Phyllis would like to say hi to Tom Gavin.
Very good. Hey, Tom.
Hey. Hey, guys.
You're on with Buzz's mom.
How you doing?
This is Phyllis.
To do.
Tom, say hi to Phyllis. Phyllis, say hi to Tom.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm going to end it right there.
Okay, that's
I'm going to end it right there. I just wanted the dynamic there together.
Well, she hears Tom all the time on the show. Phyllis listens to the show quite a bit, actually.
Oh, she listens, so she knows
Tom.
Oh, so you're not like Buzz's dad. You don't hate the show.
who said that Buzz's dad hated the show?
Nobody. No.
He did.
No.
I think your dad has told us before.
My dad hated the show before he passed away. There are parts of the show that neither one of them like. I would say there are more parts that my dad doesn't like than would concern Phyllis. But, you know, they both pick and choose the parts they listen to.
Oh, well, then you're cool, Phyllis. Yeah.
So she's hip. Yeah, I think so, yeah. That's my favorite quality about her.
Very good.
I can always turn the volume down.
There you go. Hey.
Yeah. you know, advice that everybody in our listening audience should take once in a while.
You have a lot of listeners in Wichita.
Yeah. I know we do.
We do very well in Wichita.
Phyllis, the show's a lot funnier if you relax.
Oh, God.
Well, I keep getting, I'm worried about Buzz worrying.
Yeah,
right. Hell, I'm worried about him worrying, and I can't relax.
Well, both of you just stop worrying, and you don't even think about that.
Don't worry. I'm past that, Mike. Yeah. I'm coming up on the six-year anniversary of
You used to be good at relaxing.
I'm coming up on the six-year anniversary of not worrying anymore.
Congratulations. Yeah. That is terrific.
Yeah. All right, Phil, it's been nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Phil. Great, great Mother's Day.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And Buzz, thank you for filling in at a pinch there with
Phyllis Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
That went well.
Yeah.
She's a great lady. She really is.
And she sounds nice.
Yeah.
We'll have some real fun tomorrow when we meet Joe's mom.
She sounded unflappable.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much true. She really does enjoy this show.
And if you stop for just one moment, consider the fact that I never brought up the fact that you are a swinger.
A swinger, and that was the area that we weren't. Yeah. It was either going to be the marijuana or the swinging.
No, you talked to my dad about that.
Yeah. But I appreciate you throwing in the part about voodoo.
Well,
and his worshiping of the occult.
Uh-huh.
He did. We were in New Orleans, and one day, I don't know where, you were off somewhere, and,
right.
and Charlie Lee, mm-hmm. and I was with Rob, and then I'm by myself, and I said, well, you know what, I'm going to call my friend Buzz.
Right.
I couldn't get a hold of him. I saw him later that day. I said, hey, dude, I was looking for you, wanted to hang out with you. He said, I was at the voodoo shop.
Let me ask you this. Have things been going well?
Yeah, they have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
you know.
No, not really.
Maybe did you bring any of your stuff up to Philadelphia?
All right.
No.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Buzz. A pleasure meeting your stepmom, Phyllis. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
The Sultans of Spunk. Don and Mike.
Now listen, we just had Buzz's stepmom on the show. Great to have her.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, as I mentioned, Mrs. Ardinger will be on the show.
Cool. Hello, Mrs. Ardinger.
And everybody else, listen, in our next break, it's going to be, that trailer park white trash favorite, What My Mamo Doesn't Know won't Hurt Her.
Yeah, we've all got our detective jackets on.
And we're going to give away $500 and a dinner at the Outback Steakhouse. That's coming up in our next break. Now, we had a little meeting before the show today, prior to Mike's arrival, about Craig.
Craig
Wilson. Last week, Craig Wilson's column was not overtly gay.
Right.
So what we did was, wherever there was a noun, we substituted the word penis.
Right.
Rob and I are looking at this. First off, you got to understand the drill that Rob and I go through on this. We get up very early on Wednesday morning, and it's a race to see who's going to go to USAtoday.com and read Craig Wilson first.
Right.
And I call him up at about 8 o'clock, and I'm in a panic. I said, okay, I get into USA.com. I can click on every single column except Craig Wilson, and it says, not available.
No.
Right. Rob says, let me try my computer. Same thing. Rob pulls up USAtoday.com.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. So we don't know until we get to work.
Panic!
Yeah.
Because we don't know, you know, I mean, who buys the newspaper?
What are we going
to
do?
We don't know if we're going to have to add words,
right?
Scrap the bit, or go with it as is.
Right.
So when I got here, Rob said, what do you think? And I said, I don't know. And Rob said, well, it's not as gayest, but it's got its moments.
It's not a home run, but it's a good solid double.
Well, you know, there's a line in there, you know, about a boy. So I think that we're gonna run with it.
Very good.
From today's USA Today, and you know, I'm just gonna be honest with you. Frankly, Mike and I are to the point in our careers where sometimes we just do stuff that we think is funny.
Absolutely.
And I guess what I'm saying to you right now is you may have the option of turning the radio off for the next 10 minutes.
We understand.
It's okay.
Because
this is not a home run. But it's funny. And it's the kind of stuff that we laugh about in the office. We do this on our own anyway.
And it gives us our chance to, you know, speak in our effeminate voices, which is really why we do this.
from USA Today. It really is not so bad. I think it's pretty good. Final Word by Craig Wilson.
Chile.
We're about to land, so please get dressed.
Nothing more than fear.
You know, Mike, I was just thinking.
Yes, Tom.
Let me just stop this for a second.
Yes.
I don't even know why I just said that whole big thing.
Why you explained it? I don't know why you explained it. You have nothing to do with it.
You apologized for this.
I'm apologizing.
You apologized for Craig Wilson, and I don't think anyone has to do that. I'm not going to apologize for this. Darn it, we like doing this bit.
That's right, and there are people that love it.
And frankly, I don't care if people like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Good for you.
What did that handsome Bob Barker say?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Righto, right. Bobby.
Yep.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to stand up and say I like this bit.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to go even further. I love it.
L-U-V.
I heard it. We're waiting through the Sunday papers.
See, now right there, though, I need my partner Jack and I. Yeah. But you understand, that's inferred.
Yeah,
right.
We're waiting through the Sunday papers, catching up on the news. I came across a little story from last week that had somehow escaped me. Maybe it was the headline that caught my eye this time around. But where do they pin their wings?
It seems two pilots for Southwest Airlines were fired because they were caught flying their 737 without uniforms on. Actually, they didn't have anything on at all, five guys.
I should also point out that in the picture that's included in USA Today,
That's a strange little picture, isn't it?
It's an artist rendering of like a 747 jet.
Thanks to Sam Ward.
He's the artist.
Uh-huh.
It's an airplane, but it has male buttocks on it and male legs.
Yes.
Interesting.
Those are man's legs.
It all has to do with spilled coffee and flight attendants and who knows what else. Whether they were singing Moon Over Miami at the time wasn't very clear either. There are many unanswered questions here.
The incident occurred a while ago, but after an investigation that looked at all the facts, bare as they were, Southwest decided it best to let the pilots go and announce their departure last week. The pilots are appealing.
Now, you don't, you know, again, you don't know how that's intended.
No, what do you mean?
Those pilots are appealing.
Thank you. Odd as it may seem, I've never thought much about what pilots don't wear when I'm on a plane. To be honest, I'm more bothered you can fly from Los Angeles to New York these days and get nothing more to eat than a bag of pretzels. Now, that's a crime.
In fact, you have to give the pilots some credit. They were ahead of the trend.
2 months ago, one of my editors told me of the first all-nude commercial flight, which took off this week. We both laughed. Oh, Lily Tomlin laughed.
What exactly is that?
I'm not sure exactly what a Lily Tomlin laugh is.
And then she... Do you think it's like
that Ernestine laugh, yeah, you know, when she was the switchboard operator?
Yeah. We both laughed a Lily Tomlin laugh. And then she told me she wanted me to be on the flight and file a story. Stunned. I said I had nothing to wear to such an event. Perfect, she replied. I then negotiated a no-photo policy with her.
The flight was from Miami to Cancun, and once the plane had reached that comfortable cruising altitude, the passengers were allowed to take off not only their seatbelts, but all their clothing as well. To make this inaugural flight even more appealing, those on board were given a complimentary towel to sit on. Historic pieces of cloth we can only assume will start showing up on eBay any day now.
There were rules, of course. Mexican authorities, for instance, did not particularly want to see a gaggle of American tourists stroll down the ramp in Cancun, sporting nothing but sombreros. So the crowd was told that I had to dress better before leaving. Hold on, excuse me, why are you doing like that?
Here's the crowd out, five guys.
Three five guys, burgers and fries.
Yes, siree.
And now back to the final word by Craig Wilson. You know, the sombrero, that was the last line.
It was not for me. A few weeks ago, the tour operators of Naked Air notified me I was no longer invited.
Really?
It seems those who had signed up decided they didn't want a novice nudist with a pad and pencil following them around.
Just as well. I always get so cold on planes.
About 20 years ago, I had a friend who had a wonderfully precocious child that traveled through the adult world, amusing everyone he met. He had only one little idiosyncrasy. He didn't like wearing clothes very much.
There you'd be at, say, a picnic. And the next thing you knew, he'd be standing there on the front lawn in all his glory.
I couldn't stop staring. No, that's not in there.
The family moved away shortly after he turned six.
And I've since lost track of them.
There you go.
But I've always wondered, what became of that boy?
An unemployed Southwest pilot, perhaps?
There it is, the final word by Craig Wilson.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. It's funny.
Uh-huh. It's funny, and I just enjoy doing it each and every week.
Yeah. I always get so cold on planes.
The pilots are appealing.
We both laugh. A Lily Tomlin laugh. Then this is the part that I found the funniest. The family moved away after the naked boy, right?
Yes, the naked boy.
After the boy turned six, and I've lost track of it.
Damn.
But I've always wondered, what became of that boy?
Just as well I wasn't invited. I get so cold on airplanes.
I get freezing.
Jesus.
Okay. There's Craig.
Thank you, Gregory.
Hey,
give that a round of applause.
That was a conscious decision not to add dirty words to it.
But I think whenever, you know, this is a bit you can do every week now because you can put in the bad words.
Right.
Yeah, but this was just a week that, you know, it
didn't really need it, and you wouldn't have had a good place to put the words.
No, but there was enough. I mean, listen, I'm sorry. The column had me at, I've always wondered what became of that boy.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the payoff.
I know it was like 18 paragraphs in, but...
What happened to the boy? I'm on Michael Jackson's merry-go-round. Where is the boy? We've got to kill the boy.
Craig Wilson, and really, if you have time, buy the newspaper today and look at the artist rendering that they have below the column here.
What are they getting at?
It's a picture of an airplane with a naked man's buttocks and man's legs as like the back end of the fuselage of the plane.
And call me crazy, I find the painting strangely erotic. Just like a pajamagram.
Just as well, I always get so cold on planes. You know, they'd be at a picnic, and the next thing you know, he'd be standing out there. Talking about a six-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be standing out there in the front lawn in all his glory. The family moved away after he turned.
There you go. Shocker.
And I've since lost track of them. But I've always wondered what became of that boy.
Hey, boy. Look, it's a gaggle of American tourists strolling down the ramp in Cancun, sporting nothing but sombreros.
Aren't you that little boy?
Honey, we're moving.
Aren't you that little boy that didn't like wearing clothes very much at the picnic, and you'd be standing out there at the front lawn in all your glory?
Where's he going?
Talking about a six-year-old kid.
Yeah. Little odd. All his glory.
And all of glory.
Who knows?
Look at that boy. He's glorious.
Now they're moving.
He's a glorious. Look at that. There's the naked boy.
Glorious.
Glorious. Glorious, glorious.
It's moving day.
Okay. Listen, I don't know what I was saying. I'm talking in tongues.
Sure.
I love Craig Wilson. We're going to keep doing that bit. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, fellas. Please don't stop doing that bit. Every day, on Wednesdays, I turn off my Liza collection, put down Poopsie, my Pekingese dog, and just listen turgid.
See, all I know is that whenever we do it, I see all the phones light up. And
people have opinions about Craig.
We get a bunch of calls, and I get influenced by the calls that I see on the screen saying, you know, please don't do this bit. We hate it.
Right.
But, and that's why I did that whole thing. You know, it
looks... Oh, no. It's hilarious. Yeah, please keep doing it.
Regardless. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We like doing it.
I love that on my burger.
I've always wondered what became of that boy.
He's working at Five Guys.
You think he often thinks of that boy? Hello. Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I was just stuck in traffic, and the bit is hysterical, but I wanted to inform you that I'm a teacher, and they are using Craig Wilson as an example of how to teach writing to younger children in the district that I teach in.
See, we have a good eye for that type of thing.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Wow. But they're actually using Craig Wilson in the New Jersey school system?
Well, in one of the district that I teach in, and I'll leave that nameless, when I've been to the workshop in which we're teaching writing to our students, Craig Wilson is one of the key articles that we read and we're supposed to, you know, use as examples for them to write about. Now, we don't necessarily share the articles with them, but all these teachers are like, oh, he's so great, he's wonderful. And, you know, granted, they're all females, me being of the male gender, being of the minority, but it's very odd that we use this guy, and I just kind of sit back and just kind of let these people take it all in.
All right, thank you.
Well, he is creative.
Oh. The next thing you know, he'd be on a picnic. He'd be standing there in the front lawn in all of the glory. The family turned away shortly after he turned
moved
the,
away.
He seems to know a lot away. About this yeah. kid and the background. Why did they move away when he was
I don't know. We'll only be able to guess.
Yeah.
Hello.
Out of Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know I'm kind of parroting the other guys that have called in. You know, if it makes you guys laugh, then it makes us laugh.
Yep.
Well, it does.
Well, I like that sentiment, and we appreciate that.
Thank you. It does.
Thank you.
It really does.
Have a good one.
Thanks so much.
I wonder what happened to that boy. That boy grew up to be Rob Aspiewak.
Rob used to parade around naked in all his glory.
Would you write that? Who would write that about a kid? Used to parade in all his glory.
Right.
Look at that six-year-old. He's glorious.
Well, it's kind of an expression. In
I know,
fairness,
but,
you know, it's like,
but in fairness, I'd
right.
say
it's like
you're writing about
violence or appealing. You know that he meant the appealing
I
the law to.
I know, but
we
you're
just
writing,
have fun. We take,
but you're writing about a six-year-old.
Yeah, interesting.
You know,
choice
if you were teaching
expression.
A course on artistic license for Craig Wilson,
hello,
you could use us,
Don and Mike. Hello,
fellas.
Yeah.
Listen, it doesn't really matter what you guys think as far as how gay the column is. We just enjoy listening to you guys do it.
There we go.
So
yeah.
right. whether you have to put in the words or not.
They're
so.
The affirmation we're looking for. Thank you.
We have put this bit through the CSI morgue.
Yes, mm-hmm. we have.
We have indeed, and it's come out a winner.
It's alive.
Winner.
It's alive. All right. Thank you, Craig Wilson. Now on to a more pressing business. This weekend is Mamo's Day.
Hello, Clampets.
And we have one of our best bits ready for today's show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Let me tell you, all of you people right now who are leaving Walmart, Target,
the Mercantile.
The Mercantile.
Big Kmart.
Big K? Yeah. Right now, you leave Zayers? Are there still Zayers? Ames?
I got a secret if I can win that prize.
Here's the deal. We're going to open up the lines at 877-365-3636, and we're giving away $500 in cash.
Wow.
So get out of the express line at Kohl's and get to a telephone right now. Here's how this bit works. It works with either guys or girls. There has to be some secret that your mom doesn't know. Something you've kept from her for maybe days, maybe months, maybe years.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity for you to purge your soul, to come clean with your mama and win a prize, hopefully for your mother.
You call us up on the radio, and what you do is we'll decide the one that we think has the most hair. And then,
and a lot of these do have hair.
Oh, yeah.
We call your mama up, and we tell her what it is that she doesn't know. And then the good news is you win $500 in cash. Hopefully you use some of that on your mother.
Right.
In like be like Buzz, buy her a box of chocolate.
Yeah.
And either way, you get, besides the $500, dinner for four at Outback Steakhouse on Mother's Day.
Wow.
So call us right now at 877-365-3636. While I know people are undecided about Craig Wilson, I do know everybody loves when we do this bit.
Absolutely.
Now, this is a stone cold winner.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, drop those old style cans and call us right now.
It's more fun than a stack of ones at the dollar store.
What my mom doesn't know won't hurt her. Call in right now, and we'll take your calls when we come back from the break.
Very good. Boy, I wonder what became of that boy.
God.
Standing in the front lawn and all of his glory.
Look at him. He's Gloria.
It's official. You're now frightening me.
Gloria.
Once a day.
How are you, Mike?
Thank you, Don.
I
How are you? Mr. Green Bay Packer Man.
How are you, Mr. Voodoo Man?
Hi.
I'm trying to. There is a movie, and I am trying to think of what it is. Oh, man, I'm blocking it. Now I'm gonna completely stop the show because I've forgotten what it is. Oh, American Beauty.
Mm.
When she says, you'd be very surprised, Mr. Smarty Man. Do you know the scene I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When Annette Bening says that to Kevin Spacey.
Yes, right.
Right after she's banged the king of real estate.
Wow.
You'd be very surprised, Mr. Man. Whatever. I've got to get that line right. Yeah. I don't know why I brought that up.
I know the
it's
scene you're talking about.
It's somehow related in my brain. I'm sorry.
Okay. What my mama doesn't know, what your mama doesn't know.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Gloria. This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This house is so gone crazy.
You'll laugh until your nipples bleed. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we just had Buzz's mom on from Wichita, and I'll get more numbers tomorrow. The ratings come out. As the markets get smaller now, the ratings will come out.
The hits get quicker.
Get faster. Wichita came out today.
Yeah.
And all we have right now is adults, men, 25-54. I mean, they are literally getting the ratings book
as we speak.
Right now.
Wow.
And the only thing they faxed thus far is Wichita adults 25-54.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike Show, KFH, FM, and AM.
Yes, yes.
Number one.
Oh,
yeah.
With a 12.2 share.
Oh, that bodes well for all the other numbers.
It does. That's good. We'll have more news from Wichita tomorrow about the ratings.
Thank you, Kansas.
Yeah. Thank you, Kansas.
That makes Buzz especially happy.
It sure does.
And carry on that wayward song. The lines are ready.
People are spinning their yarns.
We're going to get to the phones right now. What my mother doesn't know won't hurt her. For $500 in cash and dinner for four at Outback Steakhouse on Mamo's Day.
I could sure use that $500.
Let's see what people have got to say. Again, all of this is just a screening process to get to the one call that we think will be, you know, this the ratings goal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The money call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. My name's Dave.
We're looking for a glorious call.
Howdy, Dave.
Hi, Dave. Where are you from?
Hanover.
Hanover, PA.
Right. Not the Legacy.
Close to the Legacy, though.
Yeah.
Dave, what is it that your mom doesn't know?
I lost my virginity on her bed.
Not thick enough, I don't think.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, but certainly a good one.
Yeah,
you know, right. But not thick enough to be a winner, probably. But, I mean, you want to throw them back right away? We'll probably get something better than that.
Yeah, I mean, I want to keep lines open,
right.
If possible.
It might be okay, sir. By any chance, was it last week?
No.
Okay.
How many years ago was it, sir?
Oh, about 30.
30 years now.
Yeah. Sorry.
Of course, she might just keel over.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Don and Mike, my radio god.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin from?
Oakton.
Right, WJFK-FM, Oakton, Virginia.
Right,
106.7. Kevin, what is it your mom doesn't know?
Well, my mom doesn't know that I'm getting married in December.
Now, see, that's a good one.
But getting married in December. You weren't planning on telling her?
Well, not till there's a few things. My girlfriend and I have only been together for 10 months, so I'm kind of breaking her in.
Why would you need to break her in?
Well, Mike, coming from a Catholic upbringing, I think you probably know why.
What, you banging her already?
No, he might be speaking about her religious beliefs. So is she Catholic?
No, she's not.
Mm. And is she, and then Don's right. Then it's the premarital sex issue?
You betcha.
Are you living with her?
We're buying a house together.
Are you living with her now?
No, I'm not.
How many nights a week does she spend at your place?
About 3 or 4.
How many nights a week do you spend at her place?
About 3 or 4.
So you're living with her?
You're living with her, baby.
So you're living with her?
Well, we're not living together, but...
No, no, no. Listen,
the bottom
listen,
line,
listen.
Yeah.
if you were the winner,
yeah,
these facts would be told to your mother, that you're spending 3 to 4 nights a week at her house, and she spends 3 to 4 nights a week at your house.
Do you have clothes in her closet?
Nah, actually, no, I don't.
Do you have toiletries in her bathroom?
No, I don't.
Wow. He doesn't want to play ball. He's lying.
No, I want to play ball. Nah, that's why I gave you guys a call.
You got, you don't have a toothbrush over there?
You mean you spend...
Yes, I have a toothbrush. Yes, I do.
Ah, so that's it.
Thanks, Rob.
You're living
thanks,
Rob. So you have toiletries there.
What? Does a toothbrush count?
You bet does your it? Ass sure
hey.
Does.
Okay,
hey,
okay.
Hey. Does she have tampons in your house?
No, she does not.
Does she have clothing at your house?
No, she does not.
Does she have a toothbrush at your house?
Well, does a curling iron count?
Yep.
Yeah, see, you're guilty of sin.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, man. We're not judging.
No.
You're guilty
of
sin.
I know. It's fine.
You're guilty of sin, or you just like to curl your own hair.
Oh, no.
All right.
I love you guys.
And maybe we'll love you enough for you to win this contest. Hold on, please.
Please.
I don't mean to offend at all. I am not fond of Kevin.
Yeah. Gotcha. Nor am I. I just don't think he's being honest.
Yeah, right.
Ogden Tool. Hello, Don of Mike's show. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's over to me.
Yeah, come on, you only got one chance on the show.
Yeah, my mother don't know. She's got 2 grandchildren.
Are you, wow. Who is this?
Now, we don't know who this is, but I'll tell you, this is a good one right here.
Who is this?
Anthony,
where are you calling from?
Legacy,
WYSP Philadelphia.
Yeah.
How is it your mom doesn't know that she has 2 grandchildren?
Well, my mom's an Italian mother. She's in Irvine. And the kids are 9 and 11 now, so it's been a long time, and I think she should know soon. We should tell her.
Wait a minute. Are you close with your mom?
Yeah. Love my mother.
Why didn't you tell her you have 2 kids?
Yeah.
Because when it was going down, I'm 45. This was a while ago. The girl was really somebody that she wouldn't have liked, and I stayed friends with the girl through the years now.
So wait, hold on. So you're not married to the girl?
Oh, no.
And who do the kids live with?
They live with her.
They live with the mother?
Yeah, they live in Jersey.
And you're not married to the mother?
No.
Right, I mean, you never were married to the mother?
No.
So you fathered these kids out of wedlock?
This guy gets,
this gets better and better.
Top of the list.
I give her a couple hundred a week.
That's between you and her. But this guy goes to the top of the list.
Absolutely, yeah. Because, I mean, he's going to...
Imagine you call the mom up.
And this is a good one to reveal.
Then you say, Mom, guess what? You have 2 grand... And is it a boy and a girl?
Yeah.
What are their first names?
Melissa is 11. In fact, her birthday's coming up, and my son is 9.
Are you married now?
No, I see the kids... Often. I see the kids often.
No, but I mean, are you married to another woman now?
No, I'm not.
All right, hold on.
So you're a single guy. Have you ever been married?
Yeah, I was married. In between somewhere.
In between the first girlfriend and the 2 kids, you were married.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm divorced.
Okay, and did you have any kids in the first marriage? All right.
No.
All right, you're a finalist. Hold on, Anthony.
That would be Anthony.
Thanks. Very good chance.
I like anybody named Anthony.
Very good chance. Not me.
Oh, yeah.
I know one Anthony I hate. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Can't judge them all by just one.
Sure you can, Buzz.
Okay.
It's a great thing about being me. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike. Yeah, Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Hi, Rusty. Point. I forgot about you.
Yeah, it's all good.
He's my mentor, really.
Yeah. I can't imagine what Anthony you'd be talking about.
Hello, Matt.
Yeah.
You're on the air, my friend.
Hey, buddy. Hey, when I was 17, my parents let me go stay with a friend in Denmark. And they didn't know it, but his parents were out of town the whole time. Actually, they were in Portugal.
Yeah.
So I spent the entire week drinking and getting high. And right before I was supposed to leave, I got busted for possession in Copenhagen and thrown in jail for 2 days. Actually, turned 18 in jail in Denmark.
You pulled it out. You saved it right towards the end there.
Yeah. And what gets a little bit better, I was expelled from the country for 1 year, which meant I could never return to Denmark again.
This is a good finalist.
I'm going to put down Matt.
Midnight Express.
Mm-hmm. Expelled from Denmark.
Yep, in Danish prison.
Spent his 18th birthday in a Danish prison.
Yep, overnight. I remember lying in bed looking up. No window, no bathroom, solitary cell. And that's how I spent my 18th birthday.
I would imagine you have to really work hard to get busted in Denmark.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing they don't tell you when you go over there. You think everything is good and fine.
Right.
Foreigners aren't allowed... to possess marijuana or hashish. If you're
a citizen, you get a slap on the wrist.
But I'm getting this mixed up like with Amsterdam.
That is?
Well, they're almost as liberal as Amsterdam, but if you're a foreigner, forget about it. You're expelled.
But in Amsterdam, can't you go to cafes and...
Yeah, it's actually legal in Amsterdam. It's decriminalized, but in Denmark, it's just a lot lighter sentence for
all
the...
Hold on a second. Right. You're a finalist, Matt. Hold on a second.
Expelled from Denmark, spent the night in a Danish prison.
Wow.
A
couple of good ones. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
The Steve.
Dave, where are you from?
Leesburg.
Steve, right? Is it Steve or Dave?
Steve.
Steve, I'm sorry. It says Dave on my screen. Steve, what is it your mom doesn't know?
Well, I dropped out of school about a year or so ago, and my parents went on a trip. So I was house-sitting, and I kind of had a girl over one night, and we wound up having sex on her bed.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Don't waste our time.
Congratulations. And kind of, sort of.
Don and Mike, hi.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Al.
Al, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Live 105.7 FM.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make a prediction right now. We're going to have a major effing ratings book in Baltimore.
Yeah, very
when
exciting.
This spring ratings book comes out. Major impact in Baltimore. And yes, let me just answer the management of the station. Mike and I are coming up there.
When it gets sultry.
We're doing the show from Baltimore very soon.
That really gets sticky.
But we ain't doing it from that bar outside the baseball stadium.
No, we had a beer thrown on us.
We're not doing it.
Actually, Don, it was a mixed drink.
It was a pitcher of mixed drinks.
That's right. Somebody threw a pitcher of mixed drinks on us because they said we was D.C. boys.
It was like 12 years ago.
And we went up for opening day to see Cal.
You never forget.
No.
But we are going to come to Baltimore to do the show from our new radio station.
I'd sure like to get my hands on the rat bastard that did that to us.
Live 105.
Live 105 in Baltimore. Boy, I tell you, I'd kick him all across town.
Al, what is it that your mom doesn't know?
Okay, well, what she doesn't know, well, what actually nobody knows, for, I guess, when I was between 10 and 15, during about that same time, that whole time period, my cousin and I used to sneak out of the house and find places to make out. And usually it was down in South Jersey because we worked out there in the summer.
Is your cousin a boy or a girl?
Oh, she's a girl. It's not that way. Not quite that bad.
So what, the secret is what?
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
You used to make out with your cousin when you were a kid?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, Al from Baltimore. Goodbye, Mr. Not Interesting Man.
Hello, John and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, it's Teresa.
Teresa, where are you from?
Point of Rocks, Maryland.
Ah, another Live 105. All right, Teresa.
No, WJFK.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
no. Always thought that was the most fascinating name for a town. Point of Rocks. I mean, that had to be a real... Whoever found it, you know, with no offense to you, Teresa, whoever founded your town had to be a real moron, you know? There's a Point of Rocks over there.
Or, sometimes the best ideas are the simplest ideas.
Right.
Who's to say that, you know, it would have been better as, you know, Mechanicsville or, you know... Or Dum Dumberg. I mean,
or Skaggsville.
Skaggsville.
Yeah.
Right. It's just
pretty.
Hey, look, Point of Rocks. Winner.
There's a lot of rocks here.
Made clear.
Teresa, what is it that your mom doesn't know?
That when I was 15, I was dating a guy. She thought he was 18. He was 25.
Oh, honey, let it go.
Yeah,
let it go. Say two Hail Marys and you're fine.
Right. Say Mrs. O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there, we're great. Who's this?
This is Sabrina.
Sabrina,
yes.
What is it your mom doesn't know?
Before I got married, me and my husband had sexual relations in her bedroom and videotaped it in her room.
The videotape adds a little bit, but it's no Anthony. Not like you're, you know, letting her know after 10 years she's got two grandchildren.
Not thick enough. Let me try one more before the break. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
Wichita, Buzz Country.
Right, KFH FM. AM.
1330 AM. 1330 FM 98.7.
You got it. What is it your mom doesn't know?
Well, I don't really know if I want to tell her, but if it's going to win me something, I'll tell her.
Hold on. That is the first sign.
Yeah, of a lie. It's a red flag.
First sign of a lie when you when we get someone.
Oh,
that
it's
says,
real bad, Don. I like to die. It's real bad. Okay, Mark.
I. What is it? We already think you're lying already.
Well, when my brother and I was, I think I was about 14. He was about 16.
Yeah.
We're going through my mom and dad's dresser drawers.
Yeah.
And found a bunch of condoms in there.
Uh-huh.
And he told me that, you know, that's what we poked holes in them that my mom could get pregnant. And so we did.
Put holes in them?
Poked holes in them. Yeah.
Yeah, poked holes in them.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up with a little baby brother, and we think that that might be what caused it.
Very clever.
I don't know. The guy might be right on. He might not
be lying. You can't reward him based on his storytelling ability.
No, I agree.
It's just not quite thick enough.
It might be a true story, but you're disqualified just because you started by saying, I can't believe I'm going to do this.
You love your baby brother?
Yeah.
All's well.
Bye.
We've heard his friend. Hope the baby brother is brighter.
And he's out.
After baby.
We have three finalists right now. I'd say we have to squeeze in a commercial break here.
Right, three or two?
I got Anthony, the guy, my favorite, has called his mom and said, congratulations, you're a grandmother.
Hey, Anthony just had a way about him that I love.
9 and 11.
Yeah, wow. Matt.
Then you have Matt.
Expelled from Denmark and spent the night in a Danish prison.
Spent his 18th birthday in a Danish prison.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin was the other finalist.
Married in December. And,
getting married.
Yeah.
We can lose him, right?
Yeah. The two finalists are
Kevin?
Those are strong.
Kevin?
Thanks, guys.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you know, we might be able to go with two here. We might actually get two winners.
Very good. Well, I think both Anthony and Matt are solid if we don't get somebody during the break.
Well, let's see. Hold on. Here's one right now. Justin.
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing great. Justin, what is it your mom doesn't know?
When my brother and I were younger, about 7 or 8 years ago, when we both lived in Michigan, we were going through their drawers when they were out of town on vacation, and we found a female sexual toy named Duke, and we took it out and plugged her into the wall and played around with her, and my brother had a bunch of friends over, and we took her toy around and showed everybody with it, and
your mom's
vibrated her.
Yeah, your mom's dildo, and?
Yeah. And we just took it around the house. We had a bunch of kids take pictures with it. And ever since then, we've always asked my mom how Duke's doing. And I don't think she's ever picked up on the fact that we did that.
Okay, that's funny, but not.
I love the story, though. That's terrific.
Not thick enough.
Yeah, I mean, if they had, you know, if one of the children had gotten, you know, not children, but one of the guys had gotten somebody pregnant and she didn't know about grandchildren.
Let's see, Anthony, are you still there?
Yo.
Anthony, you're first. Out of the break, we're gonna call your mom first.
You got it.
All right.
I think I gave her a number.
All right, hold on. Hold on just a second.
Wait a minute. Let me take a deep breath.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have a whole commercial set to gather your thoughts.
And then it's going to be...
Telling her, you or me?
You're telling her, Anthony.
No, we call her, and we'll conference the lines together, but then you have to tell her.
All right, let me figure this out.
All right, hold on a second. And while
hang
he
on.
Does that, let me go to the guy who was arrested on his 18th birthday and expelled from Denmark.
Wow.
Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, you hold on through the break as well, okay?
No problem.
Okay, because those are our two finalists.
Yeah, so Matt, with his Danish field trip.
Now, if you think you can do better,
mm-hmm.
And I think this guy, Anthony, this is what this contest is all about.
Absolutely. Yep. I think we're going to do some good today.
Mom, congratulations. I have a 9-year-old daughter and 11-year-old and a 9-year-old grandchildren you've never seen before.
It's going to be wonderful. I mean, we're really doing some good.
She's going to be so pissed. We'll be back. Either Anthony wins or Matt wins, or if you've got one better.
Yeah, if you've got two grandchildren in Denmark.
Now, you should call 877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, you know what Sunday is, right?
No.
Mamo's Day.
Oh, Mamo.
And as much as your Mamo might deny it, She wants something good. Mm-hmm. This year, send your mamo, your wife, your grandmamo, an authentic Vermont teddy bear handcrafted in the mountains of Vermont.
Oh, it's wonderful. All you have to do is call 1-800-829-BEAR, and a friendly bear counselor will help you tailor a one-of-a-kind bear just for her, like the nurse, gardening, or teacher bear.
I happen to know, I was talking to Joe Ardinger before the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's sending his mom the I'm a Disappointment Bear.
Yes, and the Failure Bear.
There's Queen for a Day Bear, the Mom's Biggest Fan Bear,
Pregnancy Bear.
It's a creative alternative to flowers, and Mom will love her bear forever. She'll be thrilled. Get a Vermont teddy bear, and you know she deserves it.
Pregnancy Bear.
For your mom. Sexy.
Not my mom. Hey.
Erotic. Not your mom, just moms in general.
Pal. Overnight and Saturday delivery is guaranteed, so call today at 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. This year, thank Mom with a handmade Vermont teddy bear that she'll love forever. That's 1-800-829-BEAR. Tell them Don and Mike sent you.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
The Don and Mike Show.
I got the wrong cut.
Good thank song, you. Though.
Yeah, it is, but I just played it. And I got a better thing here. So, you know, don't S in your head. Don't let me hear you talking that
the
way.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Mannheim Steamroller.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, come on now.
It's a joke.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Giuliano and Michael Mirra because they're completely irresistible.
Hold on.
What's wrong?
I effed it up.
Did I eff it up by talking about it?
A little bit.
By saying Mannheim Steamroller?
Don't ever let me catch you talking that way.
Ass and a half.
The Don and Mike Show.
You've got to talk a little bit.
I thought you didn't want me to talk.
You've got to talk a bit.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mirra because they're completely resistant.
That was tight.
Wow.
And we had like a little discussion there in the middle of that. You still nailed it.
Nailed it.
They
right.
like to kiss Puzzy, Don and Mike.
We do. Let's see if we got anything better.
All right.
Than Anthony and Mike. And then we get a winner here on what my mom doesn't know won't hurt her. For Mamo's Day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rebecca.
Rebecca, what is it your mom doesn't know?
I paid my way through the university by being a dominatrix.
Well, that is simply irresistible.
Nice. Man.
I don't know if I believe her or not, though.
It's hard, so to speak. A dominatrix, huh?
How could you prove that?
Well, I guess I could come down there and paddle your ass.
Oh, that's a dominatrix, yeah.
Honey, that's going to probably be deleted out.
Really?
Really?
You can't paddle one?
Did she say tongue your
no.
A?
No.
Paddle.
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 Oh, dominatrix.
I thought you said I'll come down and tongue your A.
No. I think we ought to get that audiologist back in here.
My hearing is fine.
Yeah, that's what it is. What was your dominatrix name?
Sasha.
What? Basha?
Sasha.
Sasha.
Mistress Sasha.
Buzz, you're dressed in black. You could probably give her the Inquisition better than we could.
All right. What do you call? What do you whip a guy with?
Well, usually I use a flogger.
Okay, but
flogger.
There's a particular one I'm thinking of that has multiple strands.
Rob.
Cat
o' nine tails.
That's
the one Buzzy likes.
That's what I was looking
for.
He
likes the cat o' nine tails.
All right, Rebecca, hold on a second. I guess we'll keep you around.
Yeah.
Why not? That's not bad.
If one of them
backups
come through.
Yeah. Fred.
Hey.
Right said Fred. Fred, what is it your mom doesn't know?
Well, back when I was a little younger, about 4 or 5 years old, my mom's dad used to live with us down in the basement. He kept on coming up the stairwell, and he always used to push a cane at me, like make me trip and like, try to hit me. One time I kicked it, just playing around, and he fell, and he fell all the way down the wooden steps and cracked his head open.
Did he die?
No, he didn't die, but he ended up going to an old man's home, with the old lady's home with with his wife, because they moved him out.
Listen, I don't know. So you got to.
No, actually, if you don't take this, that's cool by me because this is kind of weird. That weirded me out thinking about it.
Yeah. There was a guy that you lived with.
It was my mom's dad. It was my grandfather.
Your grandfather?
Yeah, he played around and so. And I kept on, he messed around, so I kicked his cane when he was playing around with me. And so,
You didn't intend.
I didn't purposely know. It was like a joke, but I never told my mom this. And,
were you responsible for your grandfather going to a home?
Yes. And that sucked. But, yeah.
But now, hold on. Did I also hear that he, like, abused you verbally?
No.
My dad had a cane towards the end of his life, and he did the same thing. He loved to play with it.
It was playing around. And
cool. And you know what? That's mean, man.
Because
I bet your grandfather was a cool guy because he used to whack you with the cane.
But I kicked it just to play around. And I hit it and he lost his balance.
I told you that story my father, when we were at the hockey game.
Yeah.
And he mistook me for another guy because I was wearing the same jacket.
Right.
And he got me right in the nads. I mean, he got the guy in front of me right in the nads. The guy was going to smack my father.
How come your grandpa never said to anybody?
I don't know.
He was never quite the same.
Crap detector.
No,
absolutely not.
He
doesn't have an answer to that.
Because the grandfather would say, you know, I fell down the stairs because, you know,
he pushed me.
Little Ricky pushed me.
Cracked his head open, though.
I mean, it was.
Yeah, but he didn't die, Buzz.
No.
But, and he went to a home, but I mean, he didn't have an answer for what did Grandpa say. Why didn't Grandpa rat him out?
Grandpa said,
"Let's just play." That was after Buzz, everybody. Yeah. That was Buzz doing.
That's what
retard.
Grandpa said.
Buzz,
no, he's not retarded.
Buzz is still in relief mode after Phyllis.
Buzz is very relaxed.
Sorry.
Hello, Don. Am I?
Got any cake?
Hello. Are you there?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
Have we talked to you?
No, you haven't yet.
What is it your mom doesn't know?
My mom doesn't know that about 8 months ago, I knocked this girl off in Texas, and I'm going to court for her right now.
See you later.
Yeah.
Let's go with Anthony.
Anthony in Philadelphia.
Hey.
Anthony, you're going to tell your mom that she has two grandchildren, and she has for 11 years in one case, and she doesn't know about it.
All right.
I'm sweating now.
Well, you know, it's going to be for the better. You going to let her see your grandchildren?
Oh, they're beautiful kids, straight-A students.
Are you going to let Grandma see them?
Oh, yeah. Right, now, I think I am, unless she hates them.
Nothing but good news, then.
Hold on just a second. Let me dial this up here.
Yeah.
Hi, Don.
Oh, hi, Rob. There you go. There's Rob going to get your mom's permission to come on the air now. And then, Anthony, it's up to you to tell
her. I think I know what I'm going to tell her.
Good.
Tell her the truth.
Well, yeah, but I know how I'm going to tell her. Well, I'm not sure she's sitting. She's got a big heart.
Hold on.
Are you going to give her the money?
Half.
Hold on. Let me hear Rob on the telephone here.
This is for true, yeah. Okay, hold on. You'll be on the air.
All right, great.
All right.
Great.
All right, here you go. Anthony, here is your mom, Grace. Hello, Grace.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the Don and Mike Show. We're a national radio show there in Philly. We're on WYSP. This will be on until September.
Mm-hmm.
For heaven's sake.
And we have your son, Anthony, on the telephone with us.
Okay.
Anthony.
Your favorite son, man.
What do you want?
Anthony has something he needs to tell you that's really been burdening him.
Because it's...
On the radio, you have to tell me something?
Because it's Mother's Day.
Yeah, my Mother's Day. And the good part is I'm going to give you half if we win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's playing a radio contest.
Yeah,
now, listen, you remember about 12 years ago, 13 years ago, that girl Lisa?
Yeah.
Somewhat.
I remember her, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't like her much. Me and I have... You have two grandchildren.
What?
Ma, I know. They're beautiful children. They're straight A students.
Some boy, but you know, Anthony.
And the bottle broke.
Sorry.
How old?
9/11.
For heaven's sake, you know, no wonder why you never have no money.
Okay.
Well, we'll tie.
Yeah, goodbye.
It's a bad sketch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's a shame. I apologize to our listeners. We didn't
We're
catch
being
that
played.
One early.
We're being played.
Mom was sorry overacting.
Yeah. And that happens quite a bit when they're doing the scam.
You did what?
That's
what?
Trick.
But on the great side, she just won a daytime Emmy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's go to Matt.
He's never been the same since falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
Matt.
Matt, yeah. You were expelled from Denmark for a year, and you spent the night in a Danish prison. When you just simply were going to be a young man going over for a little junket.
I know a lot of you guys like it when we give these people the Inquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody in this room...
Everybody reacted the same way to that.
As soon as the mom said,
What? You did what?
No wonder you don't have any money. Da-da-da-da. Showbiz.
Come on. You're playing us.
Da-da-da-da.
You're playing us.
Good night, everybody.
All right, let's call your mom, Nat.
Good.
And her name is Carrie.
That's a good name.
Doesn't spell, Carrie. Like, doesn't spell like your Carrie, though, Robbie. All right.
This is K-E-R-I.
Hi, Rob.
Thank you.
There you go. Robbie's on the line now trying to get Carrie. Remember, Mark's, Matt's story is... Carrie? Oh, hold on.
Hi, Carrie. My name is Rob.
Carrie probably has...
Mike Radio Show. We have your son, Matt.
More spellings.
Right now.
Yeah, it does.
And he would like to do a radio contest, but we need you to...
Remember, Matt was arrested for drugs and spent his 18th birthday in Denmark.
Line 6.
Line 6.
In the
Cannon,
Copenhagen.
Here we go. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Carrie. Hey. We've got your son, Matt, on the phone right now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Dad, how you doing?
First off, let me say you're on the radio, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
And we have your son, Matt. Before we start this, is Matt a good son?
Excellent.
Ah, very nice.
Well, something has been eating away at Matt's soul that he called on our little radio contest that he wants to share with you.
Okay.
So go ahead, Matt. We leave the driving to you now.
You have to handle this, Matt. It's all for the good.
No problem. Hey, Mom, you know when I went to Denmark to stay with Morten?
Yeah.
You know how his parents said they were going to be in a summer cottage for a couple days?
Uh-huh.
They were actually in Portugal the whole time I was there.
Were they?
And not only were they in Portugal, and you know how we partied and stuff and had some fun?
Yeah.
Well, I got arrested in Copenhagen and spent 2 days in jail. I actually turned 18 in a Danish prison. And I was expelled from the country and had to be escorted out. I wasn't allowed to go back to Denmark for 1 year.
I love Mom's reaction. She's like, I love Mom's reaction.
I love it. He's just like his mom.
Ah,
wow.
Now that is real, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy Mother's Day.
That is a real reaction, not like that theatrical thing we had before.
Wow. So,
wow. I'm pretty hip there, man.
You're totally unfazed by the fact that your son was arrested on his 18th birthday and expelled from Denmark.
You know, Matt was an excellent son, and if that's the only trouble that he got into, I'm very happy.
You know, you got a cool mom there, Matt. I'll tell you that right
now. Yeah, she's very cool.
Carrie, did you have any inkling that this had gone down in Denmark?
I knew there was more going on in Denmark than just visiting an old friend from school.
Well, then, Carrie, I should also tell you that you have two grandchildren. age 11 and age 9.
No, oh my God. No, that's the other guy that was lying.
Well, listen, this guy's the winner.
Yeah.
Matt.
All right.
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, you've won. Whose phone is that?
It's my cell ringing. That's okay. Go ahead.
Probably friends and neighbors calling to congratulate you.
No, it's my husband. Actually, he's coming home from Norway today.
Oh, boy. I hope he didn't get arrested.
I hope not either.
He just got pinched.
I bet they have cake.
Listen, Matt, you've won $500.
And you know, awesome. You got to do something with that money. Your mom is way too cool. You got to take care of her with that.
Oh, yeah. She'll make me give her half anyway.
And, Mom, for you, dinner for four at the Outback Steakhouse.
Excellent.
Because you deserve the best as Mother's Day. Everybody loves Outback. Big juicy steaks, chicken on the barbie, succulent shrimp, and chocolate thunder from down under.
And even better, I'm a vegetarian.
Well,
of course you are.
They have salads.
It sounds like Matt was a vegetarian when he went to Denmark.
I think he was, actually.
He liked lots of green leafy material. Outback Steakhouse opens early at 11 o'clock on Mama's Day. No rules, just right. Well, congratulations to you, Matt, and Carrie, you're very cool.
Thank you.
And you see, the only reason that, you know, Matt, you're very lucky.
I am lucky,
We had a guy in line before you.
Yeah, I heard.
But, they were doing a stage play for
us. Carrie, this guy called, and he said, his name is Anthony, which I don't doubt, and he said, I've got two grandchildren, age 9 and 11. My mother has no idea. So we called the mother up. And it was like bad acting off the Jerry Springer show,
where she went,
what?
And that we knew they were faking it.
No wonder! You're such a loser!
We have very good crap detectors on this show.
But thank you both, and happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you very
much.
You're very welcome. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Hold on. You know, as a parent, I that reaction is just kind of cool to me. Yeah. I mean... You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's too permissive and stuff, but I don't, you know.
Well, she's realistic.
I just got that was real. That was very, very real. When she started laughing. You know.
What are you going
to
do?
I mean, I think back to my folks. Oh my God.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Yeah, hello there. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I want to call BS on them.
On who? On the people that just won?
On the people that just won.
No way.
Why yeah. that?
When he originally told you the story, he spent one night in jail on his 18th birthday when he talked to his mom. He said he spent two nights.
No, he said two nights originally.
He said two.
I heard him say the one night.
Come on, let it go.
He said he spent two days in jail, probably one night.
Please let it go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Didn't that douchebag Anthony sound a lot like Glenn?
Oh, you mean that? No, that's impossible. Besides, Anthony had a Philly phone number.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Glenn.
And you're thinking of Glenn, that other
right.
douchebag from New York.
Right? Yep.
No.
All right.
No.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to share a story with Don and Mike.
Hey, you're on the air with us. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Just want to let you know that really happened with my family about finding out that somebody had a kid from a couple years ago and never told their parents.
Right.
Guy was just getting married. And about a week before, broke the news to his mom, had a 4.5-year-old son that was going to be the ring bearer. You want to see a mom freak out, she went ballistic.
So that was a real story.
Right. That was a real story, and it did not go over well.
Thank you.
And it really didn't
Twice.
Go over well on the show either.
Right. Hello, Tom and Mike. Yeah.
That's why Rob is putting his big hams together with that mock applause.
That's why Buzz said twice. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just want to let you know. He actually never told his mom, and neither did you, what he got arrested for. And she never even asked.
Because she knew. She figured it out.
Yeah, I think, didn't we all just kind of assume that it was pot?
Yeah.
Well, I'll call her back. Hold on. If you like, I'll call her back. Hold on. Yeah, Robbie?
You don't want her to go to bed tonight thinking he was arrested for insider trading in Denmark.
I'm going to call her back.
Securities fraud.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell her she's on the air. If she says,
murder.
If she says no, then I'll just hang up on her.
Murder.
So don't worry with the dump button upstairs.
Hello?
Carrie, it's Don and Mike again. You're on the air. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
We had a listener call that said Matt didn't come clean with everything. But, I mean, it's kind of a formality.
Let me just ask you, what do you think your son was arrested for over in Denmark?
Well, it could have been drugs.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay,
sorry. Right, that's what it was.
Someone just
called. You know why I say that? My son was not a drug user in school. He was probably a recreational drug user.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But in Denmark, that's, pretty much a way of life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't surprise me at all. And I also knew the kid that he was staying with.
No, listen, no problem.
Yeah. A listener called and said Matt had not told you exactly what, you know, they nitpicked the case.
But we knew that you knew, but we're calling back just so they knew that we knew that you knew.
Just so we could, you know, put a ribbon on this thing and call it. The issue is now closed.
Yeah. No, it surprised me, but it does. I mean, he's 28 years old. What am I going to do?
Right. Yeah. All right.
You know? Right. Very interesting. You know what? You're so nice. Let me also give you I got something else for Mother's Day here.
Mm.
Oh, here you go. Tickets for you to go to any show you like, any musical you like, at Wolf Trap this summer.
No way.
Yes. And listen, these are real, like, mom-type things.
Yeah.
The Pirate, the Pen Band.
Oh, super.
Ooh.
Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Mm-hmm.
River Dance.
Huh?
Or The Sound of Music.
Oh, you guys are just too cool.
that's a mom
yeah.
thing.
Oh, yeah. I like her.
Go to any of those shows that you like, and everybody else, go to wolftrap.org. Carrie, thanks for your time, and hold on a second.
You're so welcome.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. And one last call, and then we're out of here. Ginny. Ginny? Ginny? No, hey, WAP?
No, Bingo. Ginny.
Ginny. Ginny, hi.
Ginny.
Hi, Ginny.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Well, I called because of a line from American Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, yeah, okay. What is the exact line?
Well, it's the scene where Kevin Spacey goes to Annette Bening. You don't know how to have fun anymore. And she goes, that's what you think, Mr. Smarty Man.
Right, and that's after she's banged the real
right.
estate king.
After
right.
she says,
F-me, your majesty.
The king of real estate. Right. It's the greatest scene in the movie.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the tip. And now let's go. Everybody, let's relax.
Yeah. It's supposed to be that dark outside right now.
Mike.
And you know I get antsy when we get the tornadoes around here.
You know what you're doing, you're worrying.
I know, like Buzz.
Yeah, he does some chocolate cake.
I'm surprised this song isn't calming me down.
Ho, ho. Ho,
ho.
Ah, ha, ah, ha. time to talk to Phyllis's boy. The news and the comments.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
Hey, his mama's boy. Well, what's your lead story today?
Today, what that 70s show star Ashton Kutcher knows about the president's twin daughters.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Hang on to something.
Boosh. Boosh. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
You know, incidentally, I think he's rather funny.
Uh-huh.
But I find it hard to believe that he was tapping that Brittany Murphy for such a long time. Mm-hmm. You know the girl that was in Thank you. From the Don and Mike Super Doppler, we just looked at TV Center. There's a tornado warning in Prince William County and Stafford County. WJFK, we care because they make us read these announcements.
WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on a second. Planet Crackpot, did that? No. Man, you know what it was?
Hello. Somebody farted. Jesus, who did that?
Charlie.
Charlie.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Close
Charlie.
The chili parlors.
Yeah.
It's time for Don and Mike.
Time for Buzz. Now, Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure. I mean, it's very rare that a fart can actually stop the show. He comes in here and does that on purpose.
Yeah, like a severe thunderstorm or a tornado or something happening outside right now, and the lights are flickering on and off. But Charlie Broyhill's fart just stopped the show.
No. He does that on purpose.
He comes in here
and he doesn't. He spends maybe 2 minutes in here for the entire show. And then he comes in and he's showing me this little index card and he's going over it with me. And you know what? And he beeps one right in my face.
Like a 400-mile wall of BM.
Unbelievable.
We're used to farts.
Yeah.
You know, we like farts.
I don't like his. I never have. The only guy that farted worse than him was Big Gum Jim.
Someone call for a doctor?
It's time for Buzz, brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure, a performance enhancer.
It's still here.
Someone call for a doctor?
It's doctor developed, clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax, 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here is Phyllis's stepson, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, howdy, Buzz.
Hi. The star of Dude, Where's My Car? Says he thinks the Secret Service has been tapping his phone ever since the party he attended with the president's twin daughters.
Well, let's ask them. Jenna?
I'm all wet because I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
But the question we have for you is your father tapping Ashton Kutcher's phone after you went to a party you were at?
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
Okay.
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Listen.
No, all right.
The important thing here, do you have a relationship with this guy from that 70s show?
Oh, my God.
You do?
Oh, I had no idea it was so big.
Thank you.
That explains.
Thank you. I'm Don. I just acquiesced, so I took my clothes off for
him. Go ahead, Buzz.
The 25-year-old Ashton Kutcher, who also appears on TV's That 70s Show, says he met Barbara and Jenna a year and a half ago before they were 21.
You know, the skirt's been riding on my ass all day long.
Yeah.
Nice bush.
Kutcher says the girls were drinking, even though they were under the legal age limit at the time.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
He says the girls' Secret Service agents glared when a friend of Ashton said in explicit terms that he'd like to have sex with them.
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
The party then moved to Kutcher's house, where the girls asked the Secret Service agents to stay outside. They asked if the president's daughters would be spending the night. Kutcher says he told them no.
How about you take off my clothes?
Quoting the actor, and then I go upstairs to see another friend, and I can smell the green wafting out from under his door.
He's relaxing.
I open the door, and there he is, smoking out the Bush twins on a hookah.
Ooh. Do you mind if I just sit on it?
Kutcher says all this and more in the next issue of Rolling Stone magazine.
Wow. Buzz, excuse me for a... This is what I call a personal pet peeve. Triple P.
All right.
Let's go to Chris. I just hung up on
that. Oh,
what happened?
Dear.
All right, we're getting a rainstorm
right
now.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris was calling from Route 66.
Right.
Where people, and this is a Washington, D.C. phenomenon.
Sure is.
Right. It said on the screen, and Chris, I'm sorry I hung up. Please call back if you can get through. That there's a line of cars. 45 cars have pulled off into the emergency lane and stopped.
It's raining.
Because it's raining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's rain. It's rain. I know there's a tornado warning two counties over. This is a Washington, D.C. phenomenon. All right, here's another guy. Here's another. I don't know if it's the same guy or not. Chris.
Hey, what's up, man?
Chris, what road are you on?
Right now, I just pulled on the 28.
All right, off of 66?
And
yeah.
Are there idiots who are pulling off on the side of the road?
Yeah, freaking retards just sitting on the side of the road.
I'm telling you, this is a D.C. phenomenon. People in D.C. cannot drive in the snow. That's a given.
Right.
But listen, it's raining.
Right. Don,
do you want me to give him a good honk?
No. Your call is all that I need, because at least I know there's one other right-thinking person out there who thinks...
Hey, Mike.
It's raining.
Yes, sir.
How's your camera doing, man?
My camera?
Yeah.
Oh, you talked about buying a new camera, but I don't think you ever did.
I haven't got it from my Best Buy.
Oh, you mean the digital camera?
Yeah, the Nikon.
You were a nice guy. Are you the guy that helped me in there?
Yeah.
All right, you're a real good guy. It was real, real helpful. I remember that.
Maybe he can help you buy a motion picture camera.
Yeah, well, they don't think they have the ones.
Hold on, I got another guy, a 95. Gordon.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? I'm sitting in traffic right now. I guess I'm going to, I can't even tell. I'm below 10 miles an hour because cars are stopped in HOV.
Now, Don's not talking about stopping, pulling off the main road. You're talking about
these cars
people
stop.
People actually stop on the main drag.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying here? That, like, if you're on 95, it is a four-lane highway.
You pull off. If you don't want to handle the rain, but people will stop
people,
the lane.
And this is the big thing that you guys got to understand that pisses me off about this area.
Mm-hmm.
What Gordon is saying here. The HOV lane, which is for people with either two or three cars, people in their car, high-occupancy vehicle.
Right.
People are using that lane...
Well, after 6, it's just regular traffic after 6.
Right. But they're using it to stop, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And they've pulled off on this into this lane and have stopped simply because it's raining.
Yeah, and one person does it, and then it's kind of a chain reaction.
Simply because God is crying.
You know, you're like me. You know that tonight God is crying.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely way to put rain.
Yes.
You know that... You know, this is double the commute time tonight because of the fact that people are
going to
be so
wrapped
up because the water
is
falling from the sky.
You effing dummies. It rains all the time. Hello, Richard.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Isn't sitting in your car on the side of the road about the worst place you can be during a tornado?
Yeah, I think they've said that. You actually want to get under a concrete overpass, and you probably don't want to even be in your car.
Well, here in the D.C. metro, really, there's not a tornado. I mean, there is tornado warnings out in the other far-reaching suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about on 95, the major highway, people stopping their cars in the HOV lane. Not in the lane next to that in the emergency, because there is no emergency lane on a lot of 95. Morons are stopping their cars.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Stop it, you damn tards. Hey, Rob, where's that that honk sound effect? No, the one you got over here?
Oh.
That, you know the one I'm looking for. Yeah, this one.
No,
the other one. No, the one that sounds like a car horn.
Oh, just the car horn? Or
No.
Price is Right one.
Price is Right one.
Uh-huh.
That's the one I want.
Now I'm with you.
That's the one. Here, you got it there?
I believe
this
so.
This is it.
That's the sound. That's perfect. The official sound for people that stop on a major highway.
Morons.
Rain.
Hey,
Rain.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, this is Chris. I was in Reston Town Center a while ago, and it was like a cloud of duh fell upon the land, and people didn't know what to do.
A cloud of duh. I like that.
A cloud of duh,
yes.
Yeah.
For those of you across America, this is a Washington, D.C. phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It rains, and people flip out.
Mm-hmm. I have been in cars before where the rain came down so hard that you couldn't see. You pull off the highway, you have to stop. If you can't see and you literally can't make any forward progress, you pull off the road.
But you don't stop.
You don't stop
or travel.
And really, Don, isn't it also, it's not just stopping. It's sometimes, it's slowing down sometimes to a level where you're really going to cause a wreck.
Yeah. You can
absolutely.
Go too slow.
It's dangerous.
Right. Hello, Shannon.
Hi.
Hi, are you,
Shannon,
are you out there in this?
I'm actually off of 95. But I think what you're thinking of is that The HOV lanes on 95 south of the Beltway actually have walls on either side. You can't mosey over into them like you can on 66. So these people are in these lanes and apparently just stopping at this.
And really, that's more of a hazard than
So there is no emergency area to pull off on the side of the road. So these people, rather than just move over to the right-hand lane where they could go 21 miles an hour or 19 or 15 or 10, they just stop in the left-hand lane. This is a pet peeve of mine, man. I'm sorry, Buzz. I'm eating up your news time.
This is a very important issue.
Damn, this pisses me off. Yeah. Daryl.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
This gets me going more than when we got someone who's up on a bridge threatening to jump.
Really? Right.
Hello, Daryl.
It is big.
I'm on the toll road. People are stopped in the right.
Now, on the Dulles toll road?
Yes. Right around the Beltway.
All of these people should have their driving licenses pulled immediately.
Yeah.
I am serious as cancer about this.
I agree.
I'm serious. We should find these people, and we should take their licenses away.
You got to teach them how to take a fall.
You say, you are not allowed to drive anymore because you're so stupid, it's raining, you're stopping your car in the left-hand lane.
Car!
Goddamn idiots! Susan, Philadelphia.
I'm part of the legacy.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, just wanted to tell you it's not just a D.C. phenomenon.
Oh, does it happen there, too?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
What is wrong?
Yeah.
What is wrong with
it
people?
It probably happens wherever God cries.
I like to say that here people drive the way that old people have sex, slow and sloppy.
Thank you, honey. And now I got another. Here's Matt in Philadelphia who wants to say the same thing. Matt.
Yeah, it happens same thing out here. You get a little bit of rain, and the idiots just come out.
But now, hold on. Let's identify. Yeah. In Philadelphia, in D.C., what they do is they stop on the highway.
In the traffic
where
lane.
Where there are four lanes of traffic, they stop in the left-hand lane. In Philadelphia, do they stop actually on the highway, or do they...
We had some snow like 2 years ago, and people stopped in the middle of the road, left their cars, and walked.
Yeah, that's like here.
All right, see you later.
It was like 2 inches of snow. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Same
dumb
thing.
Asses. Dumb asses.
Wow.
Dumb asses.
I don't know.
You should all lose your license. You're sick, sick, sick in the head.
They ought to get their ass thrown right off the highway.
I've been waiting for one of these guys to come in. Here we go. Wants to defend puller overs.
Oh, good.
Go ahead.
Wait, there's a difference between puller overs and what you're talking about.
Yeah. Stu.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, dude.
So, man, I just got to let you know, I got to try to defend some of these people that are pulling over, man, because they're like me. I'm blind as a bat, and when I got my license, it specifically
said... Hey, dude, I don't have a problem with someone, if it's raining and they're flipping out, pulling over on the side of the road.
Right.
While I think that's a pussy move, you're allowed to do that. But you're talking about if someone's on Route 95 in the HOV lane, and they stop...
Right.
In a travel lane, they stop...
Or even slow down to the point of almost stopping.
Because they can't handle... the rain. Then you should.
I'll give him that. But you gotta admit though, if someone can't see, I mean, like me, I'm blind as a bat, and I'm not stopping though, because you know what? I gotta drop a BM.
You gotta what?
Drop a BM.
Bathroom. Okay. All right.
He's making you funny. Come on.
I know he was, but I'm hot about this.
This is serious.
Randy.
Business.
Randy's on Route 95.
I'm going north. I'm between Washington and Baltimore, doing about 70 miles an hour.
For all the people.
But I'm sure by the time I get to Baltimore, there'll be plenty of Baltimoreans meeting by accident.
I feel for all the people who are slowing down, who have to go home to get home to make a nice BM.
Hello, John and Mike.
Yeah, I think it's in Chinese.
You what?
They're the worst drivers. The Chinese
people. I don't know if it's a Chinese phenomenon. Rob loves that, though.
Yeah, Rob loves anything like that.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hello. Hello, Stu.
Yeah, you guys are forgetting one thing. The D.C. phenomenon of the people who slow down or stop on the main road to look at the people who have pulled over.
Yeah, that also happens.
So
let's take one more call.
Yeah, that's what I do.
From a guy on Route 95. Mark.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm stuck behind right now somebody with Washington plates on their way to Baltimore who deems it important enough to run their wipers on high speed, even though it's not even enough to run it in intermittent.
Oh, that person should be arrested.
Bye-bye. Well, more than that, they should be shot.
Yeah.
Shot you know, in the genitals.
Why are we making a big deal about this when the real culprits are the people with vanity plates?
Amen. Amy Cute, or Sandy Number One, or Jesse Foot DR.
You know, all these people that wear the those vanity plates.
My Benz.
That's the one.
F you, my Benz.
you're actually feeling the love for them, too. You can incorporate them into it, too?
Yeah.
I bet all those people with vanity plates the people are stopping right in the middle of the road.
That's Sacramento. What are you doing? Hello, my friend.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Now, is it raining in Sacramento?
You know, I'm just outside of Sacramento on the way to Rennie, and it's pouring cats and dogs out here on Highway 5. Got the cruise control set at 85 and getting passed by diesel.
Yeah, but, wait a minute. You're tapping into my little thing there. This rain, the truckers, the 18-wheelers, go faster when it rains, I don't get it.
As a disclaimer, I would just like to say that I realize that America gets all of our products from trucks.
Don, you always put it a different way.
I am the trucker's friend.
If you eat it...
if you eat it, read it, sleep on it, watch it, do anything with it, point with it, write with it...
Wear it.
Somebody brought it to you on a truck.
My theory is if the diesels can go fast, why do you guys need to stop on the side of the road?
That's Mike. That's Mike. One more. Let's go to Salt Lake City, our new affiliate, Greg.
Yeah.
Now, what is it like there?
You know, it's raining here, and it's a little different in Salt Lake with the big families, and everybody has their BMWs, you know, the big Mormon wagons.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about the rain because the salt soaks it up.
Everybody's got to go 9,000 miles an hour here.
BMW big Mormon wagon.
Oh.
Correct.
How could I have missed that one? It sailed right over my head.
Anyway, look at that, Buzz. Yeah. I apologize.
Oh, this was important. Seriously.
This is
crazy.
I'm sorry.
No, I will. She'll understand.
Yeah, ate into your news time today.
No,
but
she's cool with that.
People can relate to this.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, especially the people that have to have a nice BM.
You morons. Just get it fixed by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, please.
Ain't going to happen. You're not going to have a good drive home.
Because I will not tolerate this.
No.
I will not tolerate this. Yeah. No.
You know, and I know why you stress being on that road. That windy road that you have to drive down every day.
Long and winding road.
How do you really, do you have like times where you really want to just get like a double barrel?
Yeah, my car, sometimes I wish it was a battering ram.
Right.
Because I live off a road that's very windy and
very... You get behind the wrong person, you are screwed for,
hours.
25 minutes?
Right. Okay. And now here's what we need, just one more dickhead phone call. Dennis in Philadelphia.
Hey, where's Buzz's news?
Hey, Dennis, you want news? Let me give you a clue, dickhead. Turn on KYW. That's a news station.
We've got 3 more months up here.
Hey, douche. We got more than 3 months. Can you count? Can you count? Even if we got fired on the last day of September, that's more than 3 months.
Not according to Tim.
Oh, and you and what?
You ought to read the papers, man.
You're in contact with Tim Sabian?
They're going to end up buying your contract out.
They can't.
Yeah, they'll pay you for it.
They can't.
Time served.
They can't. A wonderful call. Guy starts off by saying, hey, I want Buzz in my news. Then pretends to know something about our contract. Then has to bring up the two guys who, incidentally, are unemployed.
The real agenda.
Yeah. And now he's listening to himself on the radio.
No, actually,
congratulations.
I'm listening to you guys.
Where are you guys on now? The guys you mentioned, what station?
Actually,
are they?
I thought they sucked, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, but you mentioned...
You guys started off like a rocket in Philadelphia.
Yes, but you mentioned Opie and Anthony. We were wondering, where are they right now?
Yeah, they're homeless, I would imagine.
There you go.
Okay.
Say no more.
So stop busting our balls and bringing up other disc jockeys'
names.
We're doing it.
Listen, for the last time, do you ever watch The Price is Right?
No, I'm busy.
Are you familiar with The Price is Right?
Yeah, I know the game show.
You know the dude that's the host of that show, Bob Barker?
I thought it was Chuck Woolery.
No, it's Bob Barker. But listen, here's Bob Barker from The Price is Right. Listen very much.
All right.
Listen very carefully.
Go ahead.
Now, this is
they
for
wish.
You.
It's the Don and Mike show.
And they'll say what they wish.
It's the Don and Mike show.
And they'll say what they wish.
It's the Don and Mike show.
Radio bit after
it's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish. It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Living. Taken away from Buzz's news.
Brenda, he's just being a dick.
No wonder Buzz wears black all the time. It's just a matter of time before he explodes in the studio.
Yeah, right. That's why Buzz has been working with me for over 20 years, because right. he hates it so much.
I've been on the show all day today. Where have you been?
He's been listening all day. 3 o'clock.
Listen, I got no problem saying that. If you really want hardcore news, turn on...
I don't want hardcore news. I like Buzz's news. He puts a slant on it.
He puts no Chinese people on his news.
Now, that was funny. See, this is the kind of radio
you're
guys
funny every
doing.
Day. Stop busting our balls.
No, I'm not busting your balls.
You
I've
are.
Been listening to the show
go
since
to
you guys come on.
No, you know what? You're an agenda caller. You brought
no,
up the whole
I'm
thing.
Not.
No, you brought up the whole thing about the contract. You brought up the whole thing about you're not going to last.
I'm not an agenda caller.
Sir, you're
who cares about people stopping on the highway in the rain?
Sir, you're eating into my news time.
Run over them in your Yukon.
Did you hear that?
You know what I mean?
Did you hear what Buzz just said?
Listen to what Buzz just said.
Yeah, I know. I'm eating up his news.
I know you mean well, but you're doing more harm than good here.
So hang up.
No, if you
isn't
really...
Isn't that what you tell callers? Hang up.
No, here's the deal.
You guys hang up.
Now he wants to play that game.
Here we go.
And he's sitting there with a stupid grin on his moron face.
I am laughing because it's pretty funny.
Well, you're contradicting yourself. Yeah. You're saying you want Buzz, but yet you're staying on the line.
Well, if you're going to put Buzz on, I'll hang up.
And you contradicted yourself earlier.
You guys are going to keep rambling on about this stupid weather pattern you guys are having down there. And
right,
people can't drive.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
You
people
get that?
Can't drive
it's,
all over.
It's our show. We'll talk about whatever we want. If you don't like it, change the channel. Yeah. Otherwise, Kip...
Some of that had to be edited.
I told him a variety of things he could do.
Yeah. That. I bet you feel good now.
I sure do.
That was good. That was
now
boy.
Now you're ready for the drive
man,
home.
Man, I love that. I say that's like a hot shower.
Yes, it
wow.
is.
Wow.
Portions not affecting the outcome of the game may have been edited from tonight's telecast.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Now we got a break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Don?
This is an all-new commercial.
Okay.
For Singular One.
Uh-huh.
Has it been tough for you to get used to daylight savings time?
Oh, has it?
If it's really savings, it should feel good. Right?
Right, and Singular Wireless has a deal right now that will have you feeling so good, you'll think Christmas came early.
Now you choose for more than 50% more anytime minutes, or 5,000 night and weekend minutes, or 5,000 mobile-to-mobile minutes for plans starting at $29.99 a month with nationwide long distance included.
Start feeling good about your wireless phone. Switch to Singular Wireless.
Do you need another good reason to switch to Singular? Get a $50 trade-in credit on your old phone. Sign up for 2-year service agreement. Get a cool Motorola V60T iPhone for $49.99 after your mail-in rebate.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details.
This has been a new commercial with me, Don, and him, Mike.
Hi.
For Singular Wireless.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Their brains are 100% leak-proof. Guaranteed. Don and Mike.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Lest you had any doubt, it's good to be a young, highly paid, good-looking celebrity. Enter MTV's Carson Daly. He was at the Kentucky Derby over the weekend, but what he really wanted was lap dances.
How come he wasn't kicked in the head by a horse?
I don't know.
Doesn't it strike anybody else that Carson Daly has been replaced by the... what's his name? Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest on American Idol.
As the guy who's been, pun intended here, sprinkled with fairy dust and is the current
it's true.
Winner of the You're Going to Be Popular for 10 Minutes Even Though You Have No Fame or Fortune or Talent.
Mm-hmm. I think Carson's coasting on what he had so far.
I bet Ryan Seacrest and Carson Daly both stopped their cars in the middle of rainstorms.
Oh, no doubt. And Ashton Kutcher? A spy for the MSNBC gossip column says Daly went to a topless joint in Louisville called P.T. Chill Club. Thank you.
That was for you, Buzz.
Thank you. Thank you. The snitch says Daly spent nearly $1,000 on lap dances and vanished into a private booth for more than an hour for some one-on-one time.
So this is Carson Daly.
Right.
Who went down and got, like, a handy or whatever.
At the Kentucky Derby. Quoting the spy, he seemed very happy with the service provided. The dancer was pleased, too. He gave her a very fat tip. Pam Anderson.
Hey, watch it.
The fat tip. Pam Anderson and Kid Rock were at PT's that night as well, but they were reportedly very well behaved.
I'm Carson Daly. Perhaps you've seen me on TRL. I have a big tip for you.
Oh, my God.
I'm a talentless douche. And I've been replaced by Ryan Seacrest as the luckiest man in America.
Yeah, but I think it's safe to say Ryan Seacrest wouldn't make his way into one of those strip joints.
Hi!
Carl Reiner isn't through writing. He's not only out with a new book about his career and writing a Dick Van Dyke reunion show, he's also writing for an animated cartoon show. The show will star a drawn-on version of Reiner's character, Alan Brady. He'll speak for Brady. Oh. He says Dick Van Dyke and Rose Marie have agreed to be guest voices on the cartoon.
Oh, that is so
sad. Stop it. Stop it. The Dick Van Dyke show is a great show. Yeah. That show is a legacy. That's what that is.
That's right.
What's really excellent, though, is Rose Marie as a guest voice. Have you heard her lately?
Hello.
You told me you couldn't do that the other day.
I can't do it for extended periods of time, but I can do it in short little bursts like,
I'm a wacky cartoon character. Rosemarie, and I love you.
And Carl,
I love you.
And Carl Reiner, a good friend of Johnny Carson, says the former talk show king is in good health despite what you've heard. He says Carson spends his retirement sailing and playing poker with,
I'll drink to that.
With him, Steve Martin, and other friends. He says they play for real money and take the game seriously.
Climb inside Johnny's bong to deal.
That's wild stuff, Steve. While you're in there, get me some corn.
Former drug dealer and rap star 50 Cent is being sued for 3.2 million cents. That's $32,000. He's being sued by the surgeon who treated him for bullet wounds 3 years ago. The doc says he never got paid. The doctor says 50, real name Curtis Jackson,
someone call for a doctor,
came to his hospital 3 years ago this month to have 9 bullets removed.
Jesus.
He says 50 Cent never paid a penny of his bill.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
The case is on file with the Manhattan State Supreme Court in New York. Justin Timberlake will someday be able to say he's done it all. He's just landed a job as a special correspondent for Turner Sports. On TNT, he'll cover the NBA playoffs, NASCAR, and the PGA. He'll also work Major League Baseball and Pac-10 and Big 12 college football games for TBS.
You know, this is bad. I mean, you can tell I'm really upset by this.
Yeah. It's just funny, the last few minutes.
You've been making faces.
It's just funny. It's a series of things. But it's gotten less and less, the things that anger you. This doesn't anger you like traffic.
No. Or that guy.
Or that caller from Philadelphia.
No. But, you know, I mean, I'll take Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football. That's okay.
Right.
But don't give me, for God's sakes, I don't want to be watching the Lakers and the Spurs and see Justin Timberlake on the sideline.
What, are you f***ing retarded? Whose idea was that?
I don't want to.
His, probably. I don't know.
Rob Spiewak.
The 22-year-old Timberlake played in a celebrity game during the NBA's All-Star Weekend for the past couple of years.
Well, that qualifies him to be a journalist in sports.
Well, last year he had a long-range jumper over fellow TNT analyst Kenny Smith, who won 2 championships with the Houston Rockets.
All right, so, sign him up. Give him a job.
There's your qualifications.
I really think they ought to use Lance Bass.
They will. They'll get around to that.
Have you seen Lance Bass on that show, The Amazing Kids?
No, I see him on Hollywood Squares.
Oh, he is a moron of biblical proportions.
Well, despite his heart trouble, Dick Cheney says he will be the president's running mate in next year's re-election campaign. Quoting him, the president asked me, I've agreed. Because of his 4 heart attacks, there was a lot of speculation Cheney would not run again. Quoting him again, I've got a doctor 24 hours a day who watches me very carefully.
President Cheney?
Oh, God!
Oh, dear. He's coughing and puking while flatlining.
Cheney goes on, if I ran into problems where I felt I couldn't serve, I'd be the first to say so and step down. But Cheney's value as a running mate has also been questioned because of his connection to a corporate accounting scandal. That is being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
He'll continue to serve.
Of course.
Fried food.
Funny, you should mention that. Even though Roy Rogers' memorabilia sells like crazy, it's not hard to come by. For example, most of the stuff from the now-closed Roy Rogers Museum in Branson, Missouri, had already been sold. But 300 people showed up anyway at another auction this past weekend in Branson. The King of the Cowboys and his wife, Dale Evans, left behind 100,000 items. Saturday, their estate sold 50 coffee mugs, guns, barware, and mounted animal heads.
What else, Buzz?
Quoting Roy's son, he didn't have anything as a kid, so when he got something, he kept it. But what do you do with 10,000 cigarette lighters? Oh, also auctioned, since you asked, Roy's Hanukkah candles.
Come on, trigger. Let's go for a big cowboy ride.
Shalom, partner.
Shalom. Who knew?
Who knew?
Adam Sandler.
Is Roy Rogers in the Hanukkah song?
I think he may be in the Hanukkah song.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is, but I got a great joke, though. Yeah. Have we got time?
Sure, go.
Real fast? Good. Okay, so there's a sex therapist, and this guy meets her on a train, and she says to him, I'm a sex therapist. He says, well, what can you tell me? What do women like? He says, well, she says, I found that Jewish men have the most stamina.
Right.
And they go on, and she says, so, very interesting, what's your name? He says, my name is Tonto Silverberg. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're here all week, ladies and gentlemen. We are here all week.
Thank you, and I'd like to bid on Roy Rogers' Hanukkah candles.
Yes. Right.
Howdy, partner.
Welcome to Roy's Arcady. This is great. I'm the singing cowboy.
In sports, Michael Jordan's days in Washington, D.C. are over. And finally, orgasm machine. Two inventors in Dallas say they've come up with a device that cuts in half the time it takes for a woman to have the big O.
Great, I need it.
They say it only works on women. Attach it to her ankles, and they say a special frequency runs through her lower body.
Whoa.
They say she will not complete unless she is touched.
Yeah.
But
you say it's in half the time?
Yeah, in half the time.
What's half of never?
Half.
Of never.
I don't know. But they say a touch
is an album. Half of never
is about all it takes. The gadget, about the size of a calculator, sells for an affordable...
Oh, don't touch her there.
$200. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, Mike.
I'll see you 30 minutes before the show tomorrow, pal.
Oh, I forgot. I just reminded you.
Yeah, I'm sure there's TV to watch tonight, too.
Good day to you. No, nothing on today.
Oh, really?
American Idol, that's it.
All right, I'm going to bed.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Rusty.
Oy vey, Silver!
BM.
Peter Tim.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.